Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Reading Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
23, on the night of July the 9th, the day you were nominated to the Supreme Court by President Trump, Senator Schumer said, 23 minutes after your nomination, I will oppose Judge Kavanaugh's nomination with everything I have. I have a bipartisan, and I hope a bipartisan majority will do the same. The stakes are simply too high for anything less. Well, if you weren't aware of it, you are now. Did you meet with Senator Dianne Feinstein on August 20th?
I did meet with Senator Feinstein.
Did you know that her staff had already recommended a lawyer to Dr. Ford?
I did not know that.
Did you know that her and her staff had this allegations for over 20 days?
I did not know that at the time.
If you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. You've got nothing to apologize for. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell them that Lindsey said hello, because I voted for them. I would never do to them what you've done to this guy. This is the most unethical sham since I've been in politics. And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy. Are you a gang rapist?
No.
I cannot imagine what you and your family have gone through. Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. God, I hate to say it, because these have been my friends. But let me tell you, when it comes to this, you're looking for a fair process. You came to the wrong town at the wrong time, my friend. Do you consider this a job interview?
The advice and consent role is like a job
interview. Do you consider that you've been through a job interview?
I've been through a process of advice and consent under the Constitution.
Would you say you've been through hell?
I've been through hell and then some.
This is not a job interview.
Yeah.
This is hell.
This
is going to destroy the ability of good people to come forward because of this crap. Your high school yearbook. You have interacted with professional women all your life, not one accusation. You're supposed to be Bill Cosby when you're a junior and senior in high school. And all of a sudden, you got over it. It's been my understanding that if you drug women and rape them for 2 years in high school, you probably don't stop. Here's my understanding. If you lived a good life, people would recognize it. like the American Bar Association has the gold standard. His integrity is absolutely unquestioned. He is a very circumspect in his personal conduct, harbors no biases or prejudices. He's entirely ethical, is a really decent person. He is warm, friendly, unassuming. He's the nicest person. The ABA. And one thing I can tell you, you should be proud of. Ashley, you should be proud of this. That you raised a daughter who had the good character to pray for Dr. Ford. Have you?
God bless Lindsey Graham. Lindsey, I'm sorry for ever being so mean to you. I mean, that man just radicalized me. That did it. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash. It's the birthday edition. At DLash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook. For my birthday, can we move Kavanaugh to committee? You can do it without recommendation. They did it with Clarence Thomas. We are awaiting the Senate Judiciary Committee vote. Now, this is how this is going to go. This isn't a confirmation vote today. This is part of the confirmation process. They do a committee vote to move Kavanaugh's nomination from committee towards the full body of the Senate. Then you open up the nomination to debate. Then you take cloture vote in debate and then move on to the confirmation vote. Now, that cloture vote is not expected because, you know, they're going to try to do everything they can to drag this out. But McConnell has threatened to go nuclear on everything. Well, that wouldn't happen until the confirmation vote, but we're looking at cloture vote maybe Tuesday. That's what we're looking at. So you could have confirmation Wednesday. So it all depends on what happens. Democrats have thus far walked out. They've doxed Republican senators last night. Joe Donnelly, this is a guy who is a Democrat in Indiana, and Joe Donnelly has decided that he is going to reject what Indiana voters wanted in a state that went to Trump by double digits. Indiana listeners, Joe Donnelly, your senator, has decided he doesn't care that you wanted Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Joe Donnelly, your senator, Indiana voters, and you know I got my WIBC market out there. He's decided that even though, and I read y'all's exit polls, I was there election night. I was there for your primary, and I watched your exit vote, your exit poll data. I looked at all of your poll in Indiana. I know exactly what motivated you to vote the way you did. You were loud and proud about it. You were worried about jobs. You were worried about immigration. Y'all were worried about the Supreme Court. And now, your senator has said, no, he's going to do what he wants to do. To hell with you all. So y'all remember Joe Donnelly next time you go vote, shall you? Because, again, that's a state that Trump took by double digits. Joe Donnelly says he's going to go ahead and... He's going to vote against, and we got our, Fort Wayne. He's going to go against, he doesn't care. He's going to go ahead and ruin a man's life over false accusations. He buys into all of that. He thinks that you don't even have to be credibly accused. You can just accuse someone without any evidence of the accusation, and that's good enough for Joe Donnelly. So, Indiana, remember Joe Donnelly. Maybe call his office and ask him. Joe Donnelly's decided his Democrat Party and obtaining power is more important than filling the seat on the Supreme Court. Joe Donnelly has decided that it's more important for him to sell out to social justice warriorism and false accusations than represent the will of the voters who sent him to D.C. Joe Donnelly has decided to give the one-finger salute to the Trump administration. He's decided he doesn't care about you voters out there. He doesn't care. So you remember Senator Joe Donnelly. Joe Donnelly, who turned his back on Indiana voters. Now, this, we got a lot, because we're waiting for this vote, this committee vote. And, like I said, last night, Democrats doxed Republican senators. And some people say, well, their information is public. Really, posting their private cell phone numbers and the cell phone numbers of their wives? That's public? Because that's what happened to Mrs. Hatch, Orrin Hatch's wife. Someone posted her phone number last night. Is that all right? Joe Donnelly, that's your party. That okay? Go ahead and be posting the numbers of wives of senators. Have the rage mob go and harass senators' wives. I mean, it is all about believe all women, right? So what the hell is it? Let's go and harass the hell out of Republican women who are married to senators, right? I find it so ironic that in this era of believe all women, it's if women don't do what we want, we're going to harass them, shame them, demean them, stalk them and their families like they did with the Cruises. I see it. Tell me how much you care about women while you're doxing and calling the private cell phone number of a senator's wife. Go ahead. I'll listen. You go ahead. Just disgusting. And he's right. They absolutely did everything they could to make it, this is just awful. Now, we're going to hear in a little bit the House Judiciary Committee as the vote gets, as we get closer. We're 15 minutes away from this vote, and we're going to take it live. And so it's going to be a little bit crazy, and then we're going to kind of take it back to normal. But this is just amazing. I just want to, audio soundbite two, this is the state of things. You have senators asking about farting. Guys, this is what happened yesterday. Audio soundbite two. This is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse.
I don't know if it's boofed or boofed. How do you pronounce that?
That refers to flatulence. We were 16.
Okay. And so when your friend Mark Judge put the same thing in his yearbook page back to you, he had the same meaning. It was flatulence.
I don't know what he did, but that's my recollection. We want to talk about flatulence at age 16 on a yearbook page. I'm game.
Hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that was the big important thing. That was the important thing. That's what they wanted to talk about. Now we're looking to see if we have enough votes. We're looking to see if we have enough votes to move it out of a committee. Now last night we had the votes. Flake was talking to Senator Coons just a little bit earlier. And he was talking to Senator Coons just a little bit earlier. Cory Booker walked out of the meeting just a little bit ago. Democrats walked out earlier as well. It's just a straight-up circus is what it is. It's a circus. Now, it was Flake, Murkowski, and Collins who were the three. We need every vote. We need every vote. And Democrats right now are trying to delay the 130 vote even more so. They're trying to do everything that they can. White House is saying, given what's happening in the in room, we have to delay the vote. They're trying to delay it. Cornyn and Cruz went to go talk to Flake. So we're going to keep an eye on this, and then when they start going back, there are a bunch of senators that were talking to Flake because Flake went to talk to Coons. Coons and Flake are friends. And then there were a bunch of senators that were in a huddle, according to Hill reporters, with Flake. And they think Flake is going to change his vote. If Jeff Flake changes his vote, I have no words right now. None. He will be an embarrassment to political office. Oh, my gosh, for real. I'm not even going to deal with this right now. So we're going to keep an eye on this, and we're going to follow it all. In the meantime, as we get going, look, I've seen all of these companies out there that are doing everything they can to affect what you chose November 2016. Do you know you can vote with your dollars? There are cell phone companies that do just this. They fund Planned Parenthood. They fund amnesty groups. They fund all the stuff you don't like. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone service that actually funds the things in which you believe in. They provide nationwide reliable service, unlimited talk and text for less money, no hidden fees. Plus, they automatically donate a portion of your bill to the causes you're voting to protect. Keep your number. Bring your own device. Come get a new one. For a limited time, get select Android and iPhone starting at just $4 a month. I've been using Patriot Mobile for over 4 years. It was so easy to switch. They're U.S.-based member services team. They give you excellent service. I am not going to use another cell phone company because I will not support progressive causes against the things in which I believe. Patriot Mobile is the only cell phone company for patriots. So stop supporting Big Mobile. Stop supporting progressivism and abortion on demand funded by the taxpayer. Stop supporting amnesty. Stop supporting gun control. Switch and stop supporting the undermining of Brett Kavanaugh. Switch to patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Dana. Stand together. Stop the insanity. Switch to Patriot Mobile today. Sleep plays a super important role in your physical health. Sleep is involved in the healing and the repairing of your heart and blood vessels. An ongoing sleep deficiency is linked to an increased risk of heart disease and kidney disease and high blood pressure and diabetes and even stroke. That's according to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. When I found my pillow, I started staying asleep longer and sleeping more deeply. I even fell asleep faster, and I thought, I'm never using another pillow again. The difference is real, and you have to experience it for yourself. I was skeptical, but I'm a loyal customer now, and this is why I have this great offer for all of you, my listeners. Backed by popular demand, the My Pillows buy one get one free offer is here. Call 800-944-4975 or visit mypillow.com and use promo code Dana to get two My Pillows for the price of one. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Dana. Call 800-944-4975 or visit mypillow.com and use promo code Dana.
One country act is great, but Red Sun Festival is bringing you five country acts on an outdoor stage to benefit car fire relief. It's a full-volume country fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn, Sunday, September 30th, with Farron Rachels, David Lunning, Carly Pierce, Frankie Ballard, and headliners Eli Young Band. It's a huge show with a huge heart. $5 from every ticket, plus all net proceeds and donations from the bands go to car fire relief efforts. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 donated. We promise bars, food trucks, and fun. So check out RedSunFestival.com for details. Rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th on the Reading Civic Lawn. Get tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. We regret to inform you we will not be airing the normally scheduled high school football game, but don't worry, we'll be back next week on KCNR 1460, your home for local sports.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teach the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Redding Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Redding Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit RedingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue in Redding, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, RedingKia.com.
This is KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. We regret to inform you we will not be airing the normally scheduled high school football game, but don't worry, we'll be back next week on KCNR 1460, your home for local sports.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
No, turn this crap off. I want my music bumperless, not this sonic diarrhea. We're going to restart this segment over. Do over. Do over. Not even kidding. I'm not listening to sonic diarrhea. Do over. Do over. Come in with something better. I literally put in like a million tracks. We're not playing sonic diarrhea.
No do-overs.
Yeah, we're doing it over. Yeah. Doing it over. No, 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 no. No. So, I swear, I'm a little, it's my birthday and I shouldn't be crabby, but I'm crabby because I actually wanted to spend the day at the range, but some, you know, tricksters decided we're going to make it to where the vote's on Dana's birthday. So, that's boo. But we're waiting for the committee vote, and I'm also crabby because Jeff Flake may be flaking out. Mm-hmm. So there's apparently, like, massive huddling going on right now. Jeff Flake should have never told everybody what he was going to do with his vote. He should never have said what he was going to do with his vote. Ever. I just need some deep breaths. For my birthday, Jeff Flake, don't you do this to me. Don't you do this to me on my birthday, Jeff Flake. Don't you do it. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Progressives mocked, you know, because Me Too and Believe Women and Care for Women. They made fun of Rachel Mitchell all day as Aunt Lydia from Handmaid's Tale. They made fun of her weight, her hair, her face, her clothes, everything. Numerous men and women who are progressives, including verified journalists, decided to mock her appearance and mock everything about her, which, again, I call BS on all of your claims to care for women. Stop. Moving on down the line, I'm so shocked that lax immigration laws would lead to something like this. A suspect in the deadly California attacks was deported 6 times. A Texas man suspected of killing 3 people and seriously injuring 4 in a string of attacks on sleeping Southern California men, most of them homeless, had a long criminal history, and he'd been deported from the United States 6 times, said immigration officials the other night. Ramon Escobar, 47, targeted victims to rob them, according to LAPD. He's going to be charged. He was charged Wednesday with murder and attempted murder in connection with a weeks-long string of attacks. Yeah, that again, right? And in other news, Murphy Brown is back. She looks more like Roseanne. Murphy Brown is back. She said it's... Oh, I'm so sorry. This makes me so tired because nobody cares. Nobody cared then. Nobody cares now. Nobody cares. Moving on down the line, the vote is coming up. Stay with us. I love going to the range. What I don't love is loading mags instead of shooting. And what if I told you that loading mags could be fast and fun again? You've tried those other so-called speed loaders, and now they're collecting dust somewhere. Trust me, because I was in the same camp until I learned about the Elite Tactical System Loader and saw it for myself. The ETS loader is the fastest loader ever made, guaranteed. You don't even have to touch the rounds, and you can load a mag in 3 seconds or less. You know that mag thumb, the cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading mag after mag? With the ETS loader, no more mag thumb. You will never load the same way again. This is the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. And ladies, this must-have tool won't jack up your manicure. Visit LoadMagsFast.com and check them out. I don't ever go to the range without mine. That's LoadMagsFast.com. Use promo code Dana for free shipping. LoadMagsFast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Lance Beck here, president of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last 5 decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. Provide your guests for total hours worked in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Go on and bring my leg.
Follow along on Twitter, at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
As a federal judge, you're aware of the jury instruction, falsus in unibus, falsus in omnibus. Are you not? You're aware of that jury instruction?
Yeah, I am.
You know what it means.
You can translate it for me, Senator. You can do it better than I can.
False in one thing, false in everything, meaning in jury instructions that we, some of us as prosecutors, have heard many times, is told a jury that they can disbelieve a witness if they find him to be false in one thing.
That is Senator Richard Blumenthal, who lied about serving in Vietnam, who has the audacity to question another. He has the audacity to sit here and question someone else's credibility. He lied and was caught lying about it. And this whole false in one thing, false in everything, that's insane that that's a actual statement from a lawmaker. That's insane. We are awaiting the vote to move Kavanaugh's nomination out of the committee. And I think Democrats are going to drag this on as long as possible. They're going to do everything they can to drag it on. Because they want to keep the seat open. They don't want to fill it. They simply do not. And Jeff Flake is flaking, maybe. We're going to see, but from what I understand, he could, and then you could pick up somebody like Manchin in his place. Because the way I understand, I think Manchin was not against. And I'm just watching some of the latest news, because I think that they're still working on getting all the votes. You even had George W. Bush whipping votes last night. George W. Bush. He and Trump do not get along. They do not like each other, and that's putting up mildly. And it is, that tells you something. I've never seen the right united like this to try to make this happen. Senator Coons is trying to work Jeff Flake hard. He's trying to work work Flake over. So they're all starting to kind of come in one by one here. And when that does happen, we'll keep you updated on it. But it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. Jeff Flake, if he tanks this, he will cost the party the Senate and House. Make no mistake. He will cost them the Senate and the House. That's what will happen. And I don't know. He's not running for re-election. His seat's open. His seat's one of the battleground seats. And the GOP was completely... The GOP was completely united yesterday. Flaking is nothing more than trying to embarrass Trump. Make no mistake, that's what this is. This isn't because he has a particular opinion on Kavanaugh. Jeff Flake doing this is to get at Trump. That's what this is. He would be that petty. He would do that to Kavanaugh, his family, and voters. That's what this is about. Nothing else. So, this, and what's amazing, I want to share this story with you. You remember Rachel Mitchell from yesterday? I was just sharing with you the story about how the left was making fun of her. She told senators she wouldn't charge Kavanaugh. She, Rachel Mitchell spoke at the meeting with senators, and she said, look, you couldn't take this in a courtroom. She said, there isn't even enough information here to obtain a search warrant. That's what she said. There's not even enough here for a search warrant. Wow. This is her domain. She's done this, and this is why the left hates her, because it's not their narrative. That's why. Not their narrative. Unbelievable, right? Just unreal. So I'm watching all of this, and we're watching them come in. I don't know. Thoughts? I mean, because if he flips and makes it to where they can't take it out of committee. Because they said that, because this would be a committee, moving it out of committee, and then moving it to open debate for the general body, and then cloture vote like on Tuesday, and then maybe possibly the actual confirmation vote on Wednesday. So they're just waiting for, because they were supposed to do it start 10 minutes ago. But like I said, Rachel Mitchell has said that she wouldn't even be able to secure a warrant because there's no information. None. But see, here's the thing. They didn't wait for recommendation to move Clarence Thomas out of the committee, so it may not even matter. Because Democrats were being so ridiculous back then. Democrats do this every time. Gorsuch was an exception. Remember what they did to Miguel Estrada? Miguel Estrada's wife went, it was horrible what they did to Miguel Estrada. The reasoning that came out, because their discussions with each other were made public, they do not want Republicans to have the first Hispanic justice on the Supreme Court. They targeted Miguel Estrada because he was Hispanic. And he was nominated by a Republican. That is why they targeted Miguel Estrada. Pretty unbelievable, right? Go and read how that came out. Horrible people. Doxing senators, doxing their wives. And then you have this kind of... This is what happened to Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham was confronted because women have been confronting these senators, because the shameful logic here is that, well, if you're supporting a guy against whom there is zero evidence and you don't go along with smearing him, then you support rape. That's the accusation. Listen to this. This is a short soundbite, audio soundbite 6. This is with Lindsey Graham This was yesterday after the hearing. Listen.
I was raped 13 years ago. I don't remember the exact date. You're so sorry. Would you believe me? No doubt.
Hmm. Yeah. Go to the cops. Go to the cops. There you go. Go to the cops. So I, oh goodness. This is, yeah. This is Graham to Joe Manchin and Joe Donnelly yesterday. Listen to this. Audio soundbite 8. He's
Joe Manchin,
one of my favorite
soundbites. I like him a lot. Joe, you can't figure this out. Trump won by 40 points. Do you really believe that Brett Kavanaugh is a serial rapist? Do you believe any of this garbage? You know, I'm sorry that Dr. Ford went through this. She shouldn't have had to go through it. But I am convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt that Brett Kavanaugh is not the man that they're trying to make him, and this is all political. So, Joe, I hope you'll step up. Heidi, I like you a lot. Joe Donnelly, great guy. Why can't you talk about whether or not we've met the burden here? If he had to prove he was innocent, he did it for me, but he doesn't have to.
Hmm. Yeah, why is that? Just crazy. Craziness. The media malpractice has been insane. MSNBC Katie Turs, she was putting out a false tweet that it became news. She said no GOP senators took time to apologize to Dr. Ford, which she has been through. It got a frillion retweets. That was absolutely false, by the way. Because everybody from Grassley to Lee to Cruz, everyone, just outright lied. I watched Ted Cruz say so. I watched him say so. Just the outright fabrications. Outright fabrications. You have the AP. It's the Republican Party's woman problem. Seriously? The woman problem? That's a made-up problem. The Republican Party doesn't give credit for the for the women and minorities that it has. Now, we're going to take a quick break because now more senators are starting to file in the room, and I want to be able to go live just a little bit as we get going. Super Beats. Dietary nitrates, which help kickstart your body's production of nitric oxide. That's what Super Beats, that's what it does. It is Super Beats harnesses the power of nutrient-enriched beets. It creates a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide. And it's all about making sure that you have real, healthy, natural energy with no jitters and no crashes. 1 teaspoon of Super Beats daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. That's 800-664-5617, danasbeats.com. Since opening in 1995, Kel-Tec has pioneered the concealed carry style of handguns and created cutting-edge bullpup rifles and shotguns. Kel-Tec's mission is to create innovative, quality firearms to help secure your world. Kel-Tec is an anomaly in the firearm industry because they don't manufacture guns based on market research or profit-driven incentives. Every firearm that leaves their Cocoa, Florida facility has been expertly and uniquely designed, flawlessly manufactured, and rigorously tested to provide a sense of security for every person who uses them. They base their products on innovative design and creative passion. They are so much more than just gun manufacturers. They are weapons developers who design and craft reliable, quality firearms. Some of my personal favorites are the KSG-25 shotgun, the RDB-S for survival bullpup, and the RDB-C California, which is the politically correct version of the RDB-17. Check them out today. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, and make sure to tell them that Dana sent you. KeltecWeapons.com. The best way to safely preserve your firearms and valuables is by owning a Liberty Safe. Liberty Safes are the number one best-selling brand in protecting homeowners' guns and valuables compared to any other safe brand. They're made with the highest quality materials, making sure they last a lifetime. You'll pass on your Liberty Safe to your kids and grandkids. Liberty Safes are always easy to use with quick, secure access. Smash and grab burglaries are on the rise recently, and that's why owning a Liberty Safe has never been more important than now. You need to experience a Liberty Safe in person. Go to LibertySafe.com. That's LibertySafe.com. There is no better time to buy a Liberty Safe than right now. Liberty is offering my listeners 12 months interest-free on any purchase over $850. So do what I did and buy a Liberty Safe. Simple, easy, secure. That's the Liberty way. You are always protected with Liberty Safe.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
It's the Dana Show.
I want to go right into this. Jeff Flake just called for the vote to be delayed for no more than a week to allow for yet another FBI background check. We're going to this live.
For a week so that Judge, or that that Ms. Ford, Dr. Ford, could be heard, and she was yesterday. So that's with that agreement, I will vote to advance the bill to the floor.
Clerk will call the roll.
Just 1 second. Can Diane speak?
Could we have a description?
What are we voting on? Let's see.
We are voting on the motion to report the nomination to the floor. The clerk will call the roll.
Wait, that's not my understanding of what Mr. Chairman. Let the senator explain it.
That is my understanding, and if the Democrats could speak to it, if Chris or you, as we talked about before, that the Democrats would accept and endorse a one-week FBI investigation, limited in time and scope.
Well, since you're the deciding vote here, we'll vote, and then if there's any sort of discussion, we'll go do that after the vote. Call the roll.
Mr. Hatch. Aye. Mr. Graham. Aye. Mr. Cornyn. Aye. Mr.
Aye.
Mr. Blake.
Aye.
Mr.
Tillett.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
This
is
aye.
Mr. Feinstein.
Yeah.
On the nominee, no.
Mr. Leahy. On the nominee, no.
Mr. Durbin.
No.
Mr. Whitehouse.
No.
Ms. Klobuchar.
No.
Mr. Coons.
On the nominee, no.
Mr. Blumenthal.
No.
Ms. Perrono.
No.
Mr. Hooker.
No.
Ms. Harris.
No.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 11 days, 10 days.
The nominee will be reported to the floor.
Mr. Chairman, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank my friend and colleague, Senator Flake, and thank you for giving us the time today to have a conversation. A number of my colleagues have asked for a one-week delay in order that there might be an FBI investigation of what allegations are currently before this committee. I respect Senator Flake's view that in his opinion, it was best to respect your having given Dr. Ford the time to be heard yesterday and advance the nominee to the floor. But it is my hope that we could work together on a bipartisan basis to diligently pursue an FBI investigation within the next week, not for the purpose of delay, but for the purpose of investigating further either allegations made by Dr. Ford or others, with a goal towards demonstrating a bipartisan commitment to diligently investigating these allegations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Flake.
Senator Feinstein.
Thank you. I would support that motion. I think we do need this investigation. As a matter of fact, I sort of misunderstood, Senator Flake, what you were doing. I thought it included a one-week investigation. So I would like to support the motion for that investigation.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman. We'll take turns here. Senator.
I love this committee, but we're not the majority leader. Senator Flake has made clear what it would take him to be comfortable on a final passage vote. But it doesn't matter what we say here. This will be up to Senator Schumer and Senator McConnell. So
it is completely up to them.
Yeah, and I think Gavis made himself very clear, and
Senator,
let's move.
Senator Leahy. Senator Leahy.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure, because this is somewhat unprecedented. When I do agree with the senator from Arizona that we should have this further investigation. So my understanding is that during the week that that is taking place, there will be no action on the floor of the United States Senate on this nomination. Is that correct?
I cannot say that.
Let me say again, I can't make that commitment for the leadership. I can only say that I would be only comfortable moving forward on the floor. I'll move it out of committee, but I will only be comfortable moving on the floor until the FBI has done more investigation than they have already. It may not take them a week. I understand that some of these witnesses may not want to discuss anything further. But I think we owe them due diligence.
Mr. Chairman.
Just a minute. All I have said to Senator Flake is that I would advocate for the position he took, but I don't control that. Senator.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Senator Klobuchar.
Mr. Chairman, there are other senators as well who may be interested in this negotiation on the Republican side. And there's not really a set agreement here. All of us had already said we were voting no. It is simply Senator Flake working with all of us to say for the good of the Senate and the good of the court, the American people deserve to have the facts followed up on. And I
this
really
is what's happened. They've moved Kavanaugh from the committee to the floor. Flake made an agreement with Republicans to move Kavanaugh out of committee to the floor, but there is no agreement with McConnell to move for a floor vote. That means because you have to have procedural votes once it's in front of the full body of the Senate. So, and if you don't got Flake, you're not going to have Kavanaugh. This is a power play, and this is a challenge to McConnell and essentially Trump. So now they're debating whether or not to delay the floor vote. And that's just a procedural vote for a debate for up to a week. You know, because the seventh investigation is going to apparently find what six didn't. Second hour next.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports that President Trump has reversed his earlier position and is now directing the FBI to launch a supplemental investigation into his Supreme Court nominee.
The president has accepted the request of the Senate Judiciary Committee for the FBI to conduct an additional background check of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. With his Supreme Court pick hanging in the balance, he agreed to the investigation as long as it's limited in scope and completed in less than a week.
Kavanaugh issued a statement saying that he's done everything that the Senate has asked of him and will continue to cooperate. Meanwhile, earlier today, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake had called for the investigation.
I'll move it out of committee, but I will only be comfortable moving on the floor until the FBI has done more investigation than they have already.
More trouble for Facebook as millions of accounts have been compromised in a security breach.
Facebook says the breach allowed hackers access to some 50 million accounts. They got in through a feature called View As that allows users to view how their profiles look to outsiders. The company doesn't know who the hackers are or where they are based, and it wasn't immediately clear whether third-party applications were compromised as well. Facebook allows its users to sign on to other applications with their Facebook credentials. The company, which has 2 billion users, reset about 90 million logins, including anyone who's been the subject of a View As search in the last year. Facebook doesn't know yet whether the hack had a specific target. Warren Levinson, New York.
An Indonesian official says that the earthquake and tsunami that hit central Sulawesi claimed many victims as rescuers raced to the devastated region. Disaster officials have not released an official death toll, but reports from 3 hospitals so far listed 18 people dead. The tsunami triggered by a magnitude 7.5 earthquake Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
On September 17, 1787, the framers of our government signed the U.S. Constitution in Philadelphia, a constitution which set up our government. While Constitution Day has passed, Patriot Mobile supports the conservative values that the framers adopted in the U.S. Constitution, values which define our government and guarantee our rights. And the $17.87 data plan offers have been a huge success, so we're extending them through the end of the month. Patriot celebrates the founding fathers and your values, and it's the only cell phone carrier that supports conservative causes like the Susan B. Anthony Fund and the NRA, while providing you with the same nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text for less money and no hidden fees. And switching is easy. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Unlimited talk, text, and data for your first month. $17.87 plus a free pocket constitution. Go to patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Thousands of travelers in Europe saw their plans disrupted after airline Ryanair canceled more than 200 flights because of strikes by cabin crews.
The budget airline says it had informed passengers of possible disruptions ahead of time, giving them time to adjust. In Tenerife, Spain, hundreds of passengers queued at Ryanair counters and dozens more at the Madrid airport as 86 flights of the low-cost company from or to Spain were cancelled, affecting some 16,000 passengers, according to Spanish unions. The unions blame the Ireland-based company for breaking talks over the company's ratio of outsourced workers, working conditions, and the demand for local contracts instead of Irish ones. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Puerto Rico has tentatively chosen Tesla's one of 13 companies it might form public-private partnerships with. as it rebuilds from Hurricane Maria. News and analysis at townhall.com. Over a million Hondas and Acuras are being added to an airbag recall.
Honda's expanding a recall to replace Takata front passenger airbag inflators in what the company says is an attempt to get ahead of a government-mandated schedule of recalls on the Japanese-made airbags. The recall covers 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles in the U.S. Honda says the owners of the vehicles should schedule a free repair at authorized dealerships as soon as possible. The inflators, which can corrode and result in devastating injuries, have resulted in the largest series of auto recalls in U.S. history, with over 37 million vehicles and about 50 million inflators covered. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tesla's stock plunged nearly 14% Friday, wiping out $7 billion in shareholder wealth after government regulators accused Elon Musk of committing fraud and sought to oust him as CEO of the electric car maker. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, like I said, it's a fun way to start your birthday day or have your birthday day, the tantruming. I feel like we should have had theme music for that, the tantruming. Like it's imagine like the Handmaid's Tale, but with elected Democrat senators. So kind of the same thing, all having a fit because of Kavanaugh. And just something, and again, and I tell everybody this because I feel like, because I had some people think that the confirmation vote's happening today, and it's not. It's you move him out of committee, and then you move him out of committee for nomination consideration, then you move to open debate. There are some procedural votes that are going to happen. I mean, there's not going to be a confirmation vote until, I think, maybe at the earliest Tuesday, maybe Wednesday even. But that's what we're looking at. And Democrats are furious. They're so angry. Now, wait a minute. Can I? And by the way, welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at @DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. And I also love there's a huge typo on Drudge Report, too, right now. It's bothering me so bad. I just can't even handle it. You don't have an E in judgment. But remember yesterday they said Kavanaugh was so mad because of his righteous indignation? Because he was, I mean, seriously, how in the hell are you going to act if you're falsely accused? And I say falsely accused because I don't know if what Ford experienced. She clearly, there's something there, but I don't think it's Kavanaugh. Clearly she did not experience it with him. Now the Ramirez and the, who is the, Swetnick? That's a false accusation. I don't believe her. I do not believe Swetnick, and I do not believe Ramirez. And I don't believe that it was Kavanaugh with Ford. And I don't even know, because she's never brought forward any evidence to support her accusations. So when you don't have any evidence, what does that do to the accusation? You can't just, well, because he was nominated by a Republican, that's evidence enough. Well, no, it's not. Then I could be like, well, you're a dirty liberal. How about that? I guess you're an axe murderer and your husband tried to rape me. Oh, I'm just going to ruin his life now. You see how this works? It's horrible. Why would anybody do that? But here's my point. Back to my point. He is, he was righteously angry yesterday. And now all the Democrats with their weeping and gnashing of teeth, does that same standard apply? I'm curious, does it? It doesn't. Why doesn't it, though? Because, Dana. I mean, Democrat and Republican. So Jeff Flake, I mean, Flake and Collins and Murkowski last night, they were, I don't think that they were holdouts. And you even had, like I said, you even had last night George W. Bush whipping votes. And he and Trump don't even get along. I mean, and that's mildly putting it. But, I mean, get along, hate each other. I mean, it's, you know, kind of the samesies. And he was even whipping votes last night. W was on the phone whipping votes last night. Because everyone is united in this one effort. I mean, Democrats have done more to bring the right together than anything else of recent memory. The right was pretty fractured. And now look at them. They're all whipping votes together. You got W and Trump practically skipping down the damn aisles together. I never thought I'd see it. Good job, Democrats. Good job. Well done. Oh, well done, pig. So, Jeff Flake was apparently confronted in the elevator. And one of the women, I'm just going to read this story. This is Miami Herald. And we have audio. Actually, let's play the audio, because this is audio of it. He was confronted, I don't know, by two women in an elevator. Audio sent by 20. Listen to this.
You're telling all of these women, that's what you're telling me right now. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You're telling me that my assault doesn't matter, that what happened to me doesn't matter, and that you're going to let people who do these things into power. That's what you're telling me when you vote for him. Don't look away from me. Look at me and tell me that it doesn't matter what happened to me, that you'll let people like that go into the highest court of the land and tell everyone what they can do to their body.
So, let's examine this from a logical perspective, shall we? Let's walk through it together. There is zero evidence to corroborate any single claim that has been brought against Brett Kavanaugh. Not a single piece of evidence. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it really slowly. No evidence. There's none. That was like me slowing it down, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. There's no evidence. Nothing to substantiate anything that was brought forward. Nothing to corroborate a single thing. Nothing. 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 No evidence. No anything. Nothing. I just want to, reiterate. Absolutely nothing. The witnesses who were named dispute it. They all dispute it. Not a single person has corroborated anything. Leland Kaiser, who was the longtime friend of Dr. Ford, she says that never happened. And then Leland Kaiser said, of course, you know, after the fact that it was, well, maybe it was her mental health. Leland Kaiser was good enough to name as a named witness, but the moment she disputed Dr. Ford's story, Leland Kaiser went under the bus. And so this is, again, Mark Judge as well. Mark Judge is already, and this whole idea, that whole fiasco that played out in the Senate when they were trying to say that his letter that he sent in was not official. Are y'all high? Oh, by the way, it was official under penalty of felony, and his lawyer acknowledged that. But just for giggles, he decided to do it again. And he sent in, I'm going to pull this up. He decided to send in yet another letter. Bum, bum, bum. They tried to say, oh, no, his letter was worthless. And it wasn't, and it wasn't. He reiterated it. They tried to say, oh, it wasn't. And he even said, by the way, in his first letter, he even said, and I quote, this is literally the last sentence of his letter. Sent it in again, basically. I am knowingly submitting this letter under penalty of felony, signed by Mark Judge. This is the full letter. It reads, because they tried to say his testimony was worthless, and it's not. They lied. Again, of course, shocking. They said, he wrote, Dear Chairman Grassley and Ranking Member Feinstein, as I stated in my attorney Barbara Van Gelder's September 18th, 2018 letter, I did not ask to be involved in this matter, nor did anyone ask me to be involved. We have told the committee that I do not want to comment about these events publicly. As a recovering alcoholic and cancer survivor, so he survived, he had cancer, I don't know how recently, I've struggled with depression and anxiety. As a result, I avoid public speaking. Brett Kavanaugh and I were friends in high school, but we have not spoken directly in several years. I do not recall the events described by Dr. Ford in her testimony before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee today. I never saw Brett act in a manner Dr. Ford describes. I am knowingly submitting this letter under penalty of felony. That's me slowing it down. It is then signed by Mark Judge. End scene. So there you go. So, yeah, it does count. So, again, not a scintilla of evidence brought forward to corroborate anything Dr. Ford has said. Nothing. So these women who accosted Jeff Flake, can I just hear that again? Because I want to go back over what one of them said, and we don't have to hear the whole thing. I'm just looking for a particular line that she'd said. Go ahead and hit it.
You're telling all of these women. That's what you're telling me right now. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You're telling me that my assault doesn't matter.
Okay, let's have it. How is supporting a guy who has not been credibly accused of any crime supporting assault? This is why the left loses it. How is, and I think that is, let me put it this way. I was talking to a friend of mine over Facebook that I used to know when I was in school. And when we were in college, she was raped. And she had filed a police report and she did all that. Went through it. And it was really, I mean, the emotional recovery is something to behold, because it is an unbelievable violation, and it causes you to reconsider your security in every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. And I used to walk with her out to her car after classes. She never wanted to walk anywhere alone. It happened in a parking lot. Never wanted to walk anywhere alone ever again. Never. Anywhere. Even to classes. It was just, you know, and that's understandable, clearly. And, and she was she was 20 when it happened, so under 21, so technically she, you know. And she did go and get a firearm later in life after her and her husband. But here's the thing, the point is I was talking to her, because she's kind of a liberal. She lives in California now, kind of a liberal. And I had messaged her, and without giving up too much information, because nobody would like that. I had messaged her, and I said, well, what do you think about all of this? And the thing that she got out of this, and I noticed how in her response it was wholly separate from the accusation and kind of the circus that was happening in the Senate. And she said that, I believe that there are some well-meaning people out there who think that this is the way to go about protecting women who have survived assault and rape. But this was, by the way, right after the Avenatti client came out and said what he'd said. And she said, and that this is what she was referring, because she did not believe that client. And she said, to see some people weaponize and use it as a whip what other women are still dealing with, she said, is so offensive to me. She said, it's so offensive to me. She said it was beyond triggering. And she said, that makes me angrier than anything else. didn't even comment about the Kavanaugh thing. Didn't even comment about, you know, this. That was the thing that stuck out to her. And I thought, you know, there is something to that. And I get that because you sort of feel like, you know, looking from her perspective, you're watching this, like, what I went through is not something that you can use to manipulate people into voting or behaving a certain way. And it shouldn't be. Now, to separate that from, you know, this and what we see with the women in the elevator, this is what I think that they don't understand. To say that someone doesn't care about your assault because they're voting for a man who is innocent because he has not been convicted and he has not been credibly accused. And that is a BS term, by the way. You're either accused or you're not accused. Either it's an accusation or it's not an accusation. And if you're going to use the word credibility, I think we're abusing it here. Because there isn't evidence, as I've always said. I will go where the truth goes. You show me evidence and you got my ear. But I'm not going to jump just because you snap your fingers. And I'm not going to be emotionally manipulated and be, you know, somehow I just emotionally blackmailed by the left. Because, again, there's nothing, there's no evidence. No evidence. And Democrats, by the way, could have avoided all of this. But they chose to be ridiculous in the manner in which they handled it. That's the thing. We, moving on, I know we got to get going here. The Purple Heart Foundation, great organization of people who help veterans. They are all ages. They're from all wars. And they have a huge range of support programs. Through their National Service Officer Program, they offer grants, scholarships, help with PTSD. They provide care and support that our vets need. And the Purple Heart Service Foundation wouldn't be able to do it without support from people like you. They will work with veterans to make sure that they get the benefit that they need from the VA. And that's that can be a really ridiculous process. Sometimes it seems prohibitively so. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen, and you've created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you focused and energized. But every year after we mature, our bodies generate less nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of the nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine fix or sugar high, which is why I drink Superbeets every day. It's part of my pre-workout. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeets and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1 plus 1 equals boom effect of Superbeets. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. That's danasbeets.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belungi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dana Lash on Facebook. I just can't take seriously if you're those individuals out there saying that Kavanaugh is some sort of monster or that he's worse than Bill Cosby or is like Bill Cosby. I just can't take that credibly. I just can't. Now, House Democrat women were getting into it too, and they got told that they would be escorted out if they didn't mind P's and Q's and stop disrupting things. Where is your evidence? Where? You had all this time to present your evidence. Where is it? For as zealous as you are now, you could have spent all of that energy getting obtaining some sort of evidence, encouraging someone to file a police report. I tell you, they had to file a police report early on. Although, here's the thing. I read a story last night. Rachel Mitchell said that she didn't even have enough information to have substantiated a warrant even in this case. It's ridiculous. Stop it. I know. We got to get into Quick Five, and I'm just not shutting up. Let's go.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I can't help it. In St. Louis, they're now my hometown. They're throwing throwing bowling ball. We're going to try this one more time. They're throwing bowling balls at cars. Oh, yeah. They've been doing that. Two different motorists in two different locations said that their vehicles were struck by bowling balls as they were driving, and there could be a third victim. They just drop it right on the windshield. Wow. So, yay, St. Louis just top for the crime. Who runs St. Louis, by the way? Democrats. That's right, right. I'm not saying that that's why, but I'm saying that it might be. It is. I know, I just wouldn't shut up. So we have more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Good sleep is the foundation for good health. Not getting enough sleep can compound the effects of stress on the body. Not to mention lack of sleep contributes to premature aging and weight gain. Sleep is just as important as diet and exercise. When I tried my pillow for the first time, I started staying asleep longer, I fell asleep faster, and I slept more deeply. And I knew I had an actual solution for any sleep issues that I'd ever had. Like no more neck pain, right? The difference is real, and you have to experience it for yourself. That's why I'm working with MyPillow to offer all of you, my listeners, this great deal. Back by popular demand, the MyPillow's buy one, get one free offer is here. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana to get two MyPillows for the price of one. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code...
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
One world, one week, one film festival. The Manhattan Short Film Festival returns to the Cascade Theater September 28th. Over 300 cities across the globe, including Reading, get to view and vote on the best short film in the world. Join us and help discover the next generation of feature filmmakers at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 28th at 7:30. Get advance tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org. Just like Marie Antoinette.
Risking the news media to give you the truth.
It's Dana Lash.
Mr. Chairman, let me be clear. I did not hide Dr. Ford's allegations. I did not leak her story. She asked me to hold it confidential, and I kept it confidential as she asked. She apparently was stalked by the press, felt that what happened, she was forced to come forward, and her greatest fear was realized. She's been harassed. She's had death threats. And she's had to flee her home. In addition, the investigation that the Republican majority is heralding is really nothing that I know about other than a partisan practice. Normally, all the witnesses would be interviewed. However, that's not happened. While the majority has reached out to several people, they did not notify me or my staff that they were doing this, and so to argue that we would not participate but not tell us what they were up to is somewhat disingenuous. I was given some information by a woman who was very much afraid, who asked that it be held confidential, and I held it confidential until she decided that she would come forward.
Mr. Chairman, would the ranking member answer a question, please?
If I can.
I have great respect for Senator Feinstein. We've worked together on many topics, and I believe what you just said. Can you tell us that your staff did not leak it?
Oh, I don't believe my staff would leak it. I have not asked that question directly, but
do you know that? I mean, how in the world could that get in the hands of the press?
The answer is no. The staff
Have you asked your staff or other staff members on the Judiciary Committee?
She just did.
Pardon me? Well, Jennifer reminds me I've asked her before.
That's true.
Well, somebody leaked it if it wasn't you.
Well, it was. I'm telling you, it was not. I did not. I mean, I was asked to keep it confidential.
Yeah.
And I'm criticized for that, too.
You didn't do it though. You're criticized. Here's the thing. So there's two stories competing right now. I'm sorry. Let me have a sip of my Black Rifle coffee. Give me 1 minute. Silence is smooth. So let me pull this up. I got a couple things in front of me. So give me. I'm trying to organize it all so I can read it in the proper order. Okay. So the original claim was that her staff had leaked it, right? I don't think she can really rely on her staff because this is the same staff. Remember, Di-Fi Chi-Spy, right? This is the same staff who was like, oh, yeah, no big. You got a Chinese spy driving you around for 20 years. Totes, cool. I don't know. They're Californian. That's how they talk, right? But then you have Josh Dossie is with Washington Post. And he tweeted, remember, Dr. Ford called the Washington Post tip line with her story. She said that under oath, and we have reported that. So, It goes back and forth, because when Chris Coons was on CNN, he said Dianne Feinstein's staff leaked it. He said that on CNN. He said her staff, and he was mad. Coons and his staffers were mad because Feinstein was sitting on it. And she was hiding it from other Democrats. But Dana, why would she hide it from other Democrats? Why would she hide it from other Democrats? Well, that's a great question. For leverage. Leverage for what? She's the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee. True. But she's going through the fight of her life in California right now. She's up against another Democrat because the primary is the general. And the Democrat Party of California has abandoned her. And they've thrown all their weight and their endorsement and their money behind her up-and-coming Democrat socialist challenger. So, yeah, Dianne Feinstein needed some leverage. That's why she rolled this out the way she did. She wanted to make sure she was at the very middle of the storm, and she did not care about Christine Ford. Make no mistake. Dianne Feinstein is clumsy. She is as ambitious as Hillary Clinton, but less intelligently. She needed that leverage. Let me just, in fact, go to... Because she's in the fight of her life in California. And that's never happened before, ever. I mean, California Democrats, they spurned her. That was the word that was used in actual headlines. They spurned her. It wasn't that they just decided to go with a young up-and-coming socialist. They spurned her. I mean, listen to this. This was when delegates to the California Democrat Party, when the party voted on what candidate to endorse, because California has the top two primary system, so the both candidates in the race are Democrats. When they voted, and this was back in July. Do you want to know what the percentages were? Oh, get ready for this. Now remember, how long has she been? She's been there since the 60s, right? So when they voted to endorse, Dianne Feinstein received 7% of the vote of her own party in California. Her socialist challenger, Kevin DeLeon, won 65% of the party vote. So he is, and he checks all the Democrats' boxes, right? And so Dianne Feinstein is really, really struggling. All her little weirdnesses and eccentricities have come under focus because of Trump, right? So this has been a difficult race for her. And, I mean, they're even saying, you know, she's being challenged by the left, which is crazy to me. That's a thing. So she's been trying to move left on a bunch of positions. She used to not be, for instance, she used to not oppose capital punishment. She actually supported it for many, many years. In fact, when she used to run on it, and now she's changed her position in the past year. De Leon is super socialist. But she, even though the party has endorsed him, she's still well-liked throughout California. She's got the name recognition that he doesn't have. And apparently she's got a $10 million war chest. But California, their party's just, they don't care. They'll burn it all down. The National Party doesn't care. They think that, and they're a little worried to gamble on Kevin DeLeon because they think that she is a reliable vote. And she's a reliable person for them, and she has that ranking. Kevin DeLeon gets on. You don't get the ranking seats on all these committees that she's got. And that's the other thing Democrats are looking at. But I haven't seen all Democrats abandoning her, but her party in California did. So she's still, optically, she's in a big fight. She needed that leverage, and that's what she got. That's why she did it the way she did it. And I, you know, I'm telling you what, if her opponent was smart, he would be like, hey, have y'all seen how she did this? They could have, I think Democrats did this because they knew they couldn't stop Kavanaugh. If they would have, well, let's just walk this back. If they would have gone and they would have started this process when the hearings began, back in July, as soon as they got the letter, this is what would have happened. It would have been added. Well, actually, it wouldn't have been added to the FBI background check. Here's why. A seventh background check isn't going to do what six didn't do before it, because there's no record. Now, what they could do is they could have gone to Montgomery County and they could have filed a police report. But the thing is there's no evidence. What the hell do you investigate? You're not even exactly sure that it was the summer of 1982, but you think it was. You don't even know about the people who were there. All the witnesses dispute your story. There's no one can place you there. No one else at the party has come forward and placed you there. You don't remember how you got home. You don't remember how you got upstairs. You don't remember how you got in the room. You don't remember a ton of other things. The only thing that you seem to remember is something that would incriminate Brett Kavanaugh, and that's pretty much it. That's not enough evidence to really even start an investigation. So I think even if they would have filed a complaint with Montgomery County PD, what would have ended up happening is they wouldn't have been able to do anything with it. And so, that complaint would have popped up and it would have been in the background check, but that doesn't mean anything. It just means someone tried to file something on you and that was it. So nothing would have come of it. That's why she sat on it until this. She knew that they couldn't do anything, and so what they did was they tried to do it as close to the vote as possible to make it seem as though the reason that they, it's not the problem that there's no evidence, it's the reason that they can't investigate. And look, Republicans are trying to rush this vote. Well, if they're talking about Republicans trying to rush it, well, why in the hell are you talking about Democrats who tried to do it this close to midterms purposely to stop the nomination and keep the seat open? They did it so late to run the clock out. They did it this late because, again, they knew there was no evidence. They knew that there was no way they were going to stop Brett Kavanaugh. And so the only thing that they could do is do it in this 11th hour to present the narrative that these Republicans were going to, they weren't going to stop the process to investigate it because they were too hell-bent on getting this guy confirmed. And it's not a question of evidence. It's a question of they won't slow the proceedings down. They just did this as a delay tactic only. And here's the thing. I honestly, particularly with Ramirez and some of these others and that Swetnick lady, I honestly think that Democrats are banking on, even if there was a false accusation filed, I think Democrats would bank on the fact that Republicans couldn't afford to have the narrative of busting a woman for a false accusation in a midterm cycle, so they think it would be easy to get away with it. I'm speculating.
Well, I have yesterday's audio of Ford admitting she doesn't have all the answers and doesn't remember. And if some people missed that, I didn't know if you wanted...
Well, if you want to play it, yeah, if you need to remind
I
us.
Truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions that have and will be asked about how I got to the party and where it took place and so forth. I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to.
Well, I mean, she didn't have all the answers. And that's the thing that you need to have that in this whole thing. You need to. I'm just saying. I mean,
there's no justification.
You need to have some information. Yeah, if you're going
to
ruin someone's life, and everyone's like, "Well, Dana, this is a job interview. It's not a trial." Oh, BS. Sit the hell down. No. No. The thing is that it is very much a trial. It's a trial in the court of public opinion. And what happens is you would ruin a man's life. You would ruin his life. Over. Oh. So it is. We got to get moving on here. It's officially fall. It's almost not super scalding hot outside. Texas, y'all. You need to go ahead and take advantage of this quiet time of fall before the holiday season cranks up and get your windows redone with SelectBlinds.com. It is the easiest way to upgrade your blinds, shades, and shutters. Select Blinds A has like a ridiculous selection. It is crazy how many options you have. They make it so easy too. You can select and order high quality, easy to install blinds, shades, and shutters. I have some in my house. and it, they take all the guesswork out of it. It's they and they ship them relatively fast as well. I mean, they're packaged perfectly, and they fit perfectly, and you don't have to worry about it. They make it as easy as possible. I mean, the only other easy thing is that they come and live the rest of your life for you, because that's how easy it is to order blinds from selectblinds.com. They have the most online reviews and five-star ratings on the planet, so they got over 1 million satisfied customers. To get the best deals on blind shades and shutters, shop today at selectblinds.com. Mention Dana Show at checkout using the drop-down menu, selectblinds.com. Each September, we celebrate Constitution Day. Patriot Mobile celebrates the Founding Fathers and your values. And in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Plus, they'll send you a pocket constitution absolutely free. Make the switch today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change, your mechanic finds something wrong, and surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of your own pocket to fix it. This is why I recommend extended vehicle protection from CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. When you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Get CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or 800-CAR-6100 and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003. battery. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SST Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Gosh, who's that happy-sounding dude right there, right? I mean, like, how happy does that guy sound? I'm saying. Anyway. I was going to say something I don't even remember now. You know what? It's just, that's just the way it is. Let's kick it into some Florida Man.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Let's see here. I have a couple. Let me, where do I? Let's start with this lady because she seems crazy. Oh, man, you know what? Also, this one, I have a couple. You know what? I actually want to do the guy who tried to get away after his car was getting towed. So, this is Huffington Post. But it is what it is. You just roll with it. It is what it is. A Florida man was trying to prevent his truck from being repossessed. Johannes Lopez of Homestead. He saw a repo man outside hooking his Ford F-250 up, and it had done hoisted the rear wheels off the ground and was preparing to haul it away. Lopez had fallen behind on his payment, so he gets into the truck and tries to drive away while still attached to the tow truck. Guess who didn't win? Yeah, that didn't work out. So, Rigo Herrera, who owns Specialized Towing with his brother, said, yeah, that's a no-, he goes, it's kind of a normal day on the job. Dang, Rigo! Let's see. A Florida man was arrested for shoving men's underwear from Walmart in his backpack and bath salts. How do you steal $120 of underwear from Walmart? Anyway, then he tried to smuggle the bath salts into the jail, according to the arrest report. A Walmart employee, I don't know why I had Gollum just popped into my head. A Walmart employee noticed Johnson crouching down in the men's underwear section, hiding under clothing racks and stuffing packages of clothing into his pink backpack. He left the store without paying. The employee tried to stop him in the parking lot, but he was done gone. And then an officer in a patrol car saw him nearby, told him to stop, but he ran across the street. They caught up with him. They found the underwear inside the bag and the pants leg. He said he'd planned on giving them to someone else. He didn't have any money. He ran away because there was a warrant for his arrest, and he didn't get caught again. That's what he told police. When they said if he had anything illegal before going to jail, he said he didn't. But then they found a broken glass pipe and bath salts. Oh, my gosh, that's the face-eating stuff, right? Dude, he could have eaten somebody's face off.
Or is that Flocka or whatever?
I don't know what it is. That's a wrapper, isn't it?
I think so.
And also like a type of material, fabric, flocking. No, that's what you do to Christmas trees. That's that stuff you put on trees.
Yeah, Waka Flocka, I think is what you're talking about.
No, that's the wrapper, yeah. Or is that the drug?
No, that was the wrapper.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused now. I'm a year older now today, so I'm just, you know, confused. Oh, and then a Florida woman beat her husband with a vacuum cleaner part. Holly Jane Akers, 31, of Florida, who looks sullen and mean in her arrest photo. She started cleaning the house at 3 a.m. The deputy said she, quote, went too far in pursuit of a well-kept home. Her husband moved from room to room in an attempt to sleep, but she followed him with a vacuum cleaner, and then she hit him on the bridge of the nose with the attachment. It required a minor. She sounds like she's nuts. Who the hell does this? By the way, She's charged with one count felony battery on a person 65 years or older. He's older than 65 and she's 31. Oh, just wanna lay that out there on a table like that. I need a happy story about like fuzzy puppies or something because this is not great anymore. And then there's nothing. Florida man gardens in the nude. There's nothing. This is the one. Can I do the poosium? Stop the clock. Florida man he collects poop and turns it into the poosium. He does that. That's a Florida man story. It's legit. Yeah, it really is. It actually is. Yeah. Stay with us. Yeah. Stay with us. We have more Dana Show in store.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump has agreed to allow the FBI to conduct a limited background investigation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more details.
The president has ordered the FBI to conduct a supplemental investigation to update Judge Kavanaugh's file. He says the update must be limited in scope and completed in less than 1 week. In a separate statement released by the White House, Kavanaugh says he's done everything the Senate has asked of him and will continue to cooperate. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The FBI investigation will be limited to the Ford allegation. At least that's the understanding of Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
It is my hope and expectation that a report from the FBI will be delivered to the Judiciary Committee members to allow them to further inform their vote.
The confirmation vote remains delayed for a week. China positioned itself as a champion of multilateralism. Warren Levinson has more from the U.N. General Assembly.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi says this is a crucial time for implementation of the six-party Iran nuclear deal. Addressing the U.N. General Assembly through an interpreter, Wang said abrogating the agreement the U.S. pulled out of this year would set back the cause of nuclear nonproliferation and undermine the authority of the Security Council.
International cooperation should be guided by rules, not impulse.
The 2015 agreement still has the support of Russia, France, Germany, and Great Britain, as well as China. Warren Levinson, New York.
Facebook reported a major security breach in which 50 million user accounts were accessed by unknown attackers. The attackers gained the ability to seize control of those accounts, Facebook said, by stealing digital keys that the company uses to keep people logged in. Facebook has logged out owners of the 50 million affected accounts, plus another 40 million who were vulnerable to the attack. Users don't need to change their Facebook passwords, it said. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain, kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The enforcers of New York State's Do Not Call law do very little enforcing, according to a new audit.
You get these calls, pitches for timeshares or security systems or warnings about expiring warranties, often delivered by robots, even though your number's on a Do Not Call list. The New York State Comptroller reports there have been more than 400,000 complaints filed in each of the last 2 years, charging violations of the state's Do Not Call law. The number of complaints referred for investigation in that time? 2. Controller Thomas DiNapoli says the complaint unit's been struggling with job vacancies and turnover. State government says it's working on the problem. Warren Levinson, New York.
CBS says it has been subpoenaed by a New York City prosecutor for information related to sexual misconduct allegations against its former chairman, Les Moonves. It received subpoenas from the Manhattan District Attorney and New York City's Commission on Human Rights. The company said the State Attorney General's office has also requested information. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Maryland town besieged by birds is calling on goosebusters, more commonly known as border collies.
The Ocean Pines Association voted earlier this year to euthanize around 300 of the Canadian geese to protect local water quality. The tactic both angered residents and proved largely ineffective, and the geese have returned in large numbers, so the association decided this week to hire Maryland Geese Control, a company that uses border collies trained to chase geese out of the water and off the land without harming the birds. The company will also remove nests, transport injured birds to rehabilitation centers, and addle the eggs. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The House has passed legislation to expand their massive new tax law. The bill would make permanent the individual and small business tax cuts in the law. It is the second tax cut proposal that Republican leaders have pushed in less than a year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Definitely not. I know exactly what happened that night. It was a great night of fun. I was so happy that it was great camaraderie. Everyone looks back fondly on the trip to Fenway Park. And then we went out together, a group of classmates, and I know exactly what happened the whole night. I'm happy.
Judge, do you believe Anita Hill?
Senator Crapo. Senator Crapo.
As a federal judge.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There's two Blumenthal cuts back to back.
Blumenthal, I just find it really odd that a guy who lied about his service in Vietnam is questioning anyone else's credibility. Welcome back to the show, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. I have to, Maria Shriver, who, please, My friend Kira said it pains me to think Chris Pratt may marry into this family soon. She's dating her daughter. I know. Yeah. Maria Shriver had a screenshot of Lindsey Graham being mad. And she says, oh, my gosh, this is every woman's nightmare. This is a terrifying image. I would think being left locked in a car, drowning, and watching the sky shrink away as you sink under the water would be a terrifying image. But maybe, you know, maybe you could ask someone in your family who has memories of that, Maria.
And then running out of air for, like, after an hour.
Yeah, that's, like, pretty terrifying. Drowning in a car is pretty terrifying. You know, that's, you know, and then having the guy who could have jumped in and saved you sit on the bank for a little bit before running away. That's kind of terrifying. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just FYI. So, this idea, by the way, that I'm seeing from women, don't sit here and act like you're so strong and then you get upset when a man becomes indignant because he's being not credibly accused. Seriously, stop. If you don't like to be called shrill and you don't like to be called a bitch and you don't like to be painted as being unreasonable or hysterical, then don't do it to a guy who's having his family and his name dragged through the mud because of accusations that nobody has proven. Stop it. It's sexist. You are being sexist. How do you expect people to act? How do you expect people to act when they're falsely accused? I mean, honestly, how do you expect people to act when they're falsely accused of doing horrible things, being a gang rape captain and all this stuff, and having their family drug through the mud? By the way, welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Progressives are trying to take you even being able to get mad at their smears against you away from you. They don't even want you to take away. They don't even think that you can be, you know, legitimately angry. Legitimately angry. I don't know. This whole thing is so frustrating. It's so frustrating to me. I think I dropped this in. Let me drop this in Slack. I want to get this from just from a little bit. This is from earlier today. This is Lindsey Graham because he was responding to Maisie Hirono. Remember when she told men to shut up? This is Lindsey Graham remarking on that because he's one of those guys who's been told to shut up. Listen.
I know I'm a single white male from South Carolina, and I'm told I should shut up, but I will not shut up if that's okay because I got here the same way.
Yeah, it's not okay.
The people in South Carolina voted for me and Senator Scott to be their voice, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to be their voice today.
I'm going to tell you something. As a woman, he ain't my senator, but I want him to keep talking. I like what he's saying. I want Lindsey Graham to keep talking. I mean, I watched when I we played that earlier, but when I watched him, because we were on air. Weren't we on air when that? We were on air when that happened on radio yesterday. No, we weren't. I was on TV. I was it was live on TV, and I was cutting in on that. That was unbelievably powerful. And what Lindsey Graham did was express what so many people are feeling. What so many people are feeling. It was this righteous indignation. It is. He's right. It is a sham. I got the feeling he didn't want to say sham.
Yeah.
You know, but he fortunately said it. Anyway, but he wanted to say clearly something different, but he didn't. So, interesting stuff. So the process today, Kavanaugh from committee to open a nomination, and then you debate it, and then you have cloture vote to end debate, and then you vote on the confirmation, and that the actual vote to confirm him, that wouldn't take place, I don't think, till the earliest Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. So, because there were some people out there who were saying, oh, well, it's today. It's not today. It's all procedural stuff. So they've, you know, they're in committee all this morning. Excuse me, going back and forth over it. So, they are just, by the way, remember how I said just this week was going to be crazy? Okay, well, so next week too. Just FYI. Also next week. It's going to be crazy too. Because when they actually do the confirmation vote, it's going to be.
I make a prediction. Mm-hmm. Like before when I told you they would probably drag somebody else's name into this, which they ended up doing.
Like, what do you mean? Like another accuser
like
or another lawmaker?
What was the Stinkwick? What's her name? I can't remember. But I'm going to make a prediction that there's going to be more delay tactics by the Democrats. I'm not exactly sure what they'll be. I'm guessing they'll turn the temperature up a little bit. You can see as they walked out today, this morning, if those of you who are paying attention, the Dems just decided to walk out because that's how leaders make things happen. But my guess is this is all part of their effort to delay what is inevitable. And that's it.
Yeah.
And I predict that'll happen this weekend.
It just makes them look bad. I mean, people are accusing a guy. Again, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. I wonder if women out there are comfortable with their husbands being falsely accused. Are their dads being falsely accused? Or their brothers or their sons being falsely accused? Do they think so? Because I've said it before, there are some predatory men who've done some bad things to women, and there are some predatory women who've done some bad things to men. You don't balance the scales of justice by going after innocent people. That's not what you do. You don't honor victims by going after innocent people. You don't, that's not, you just simply do not. This one remark from Ben Rhodes, I want to read it. Because there is a total lack of self-awareness. He writes, "The problem in our politics is not polarization. It is a Republican Party that has become so radical and devoid of compassion in its pursuit of power that it ignores facts, turns a blind eye to abuse, and submits to the whims of an unstable leader." You remember Ben Rhodes. He was the Iran guy for Barack Obama, right? He needs to stick to writing Harlequin books. That is a complete lack of self-awareness. In fact, I think Republican Party has become more moderate. It's become more moderate. And I just a complete lack of self-awareness. Do you realize that this I'm amazed at this. I mean, I'm just seeing just the way. I'm just amazed. I am amazed at the. I can't believe I am, but I am. It is pretty unbelievable to see, the left is so angry still over losing in November. And I'm going to say it again: there's no evidence that proving any of the accusations from Brett Kavanaugh, zero. One of the things Cornyn said in the committee hearing is that Ford didn't want her letter leaked, but it was leaked. And she said the only people who had it were her lawyers and Dianne Feinstein and Anna Eshoo, Representative Eshoo. Washington Post said Ford was soliciting media. But then they could be sticking up for Dianne Feinstein, too, because they got a cozy relationship with her. So who knows?
Well, and Feinstein said she has friends that knew it, so then she pretty much threw her friends under the bus, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, true. The other thing is that the left has been saying, well, you know, Kavanaugh talked about beer at the hearing yesterday. He mentioned beer 25 times because they kept asking him about beer. They even put together a stupid little thing where they were talking about beer. They asked him about beer. That's why he said it. So now I guess what it means is that I guess really – what this is we're probably going to have to bring back prohibition. Now hear me out. Because according to the left, the same people who wanted to censor rock songs back in the 90s, clearly anyone who enjoys a beer, is a rapist who operates gang rape clubs, and we should stake out liquor aisles at all grocery stores. Just have a SWAT team hide behind one of the little you know, hide behind at the end of the aisle and then just like come on out and grab somebody when they try to buy beer, because that's, I mean, clearly beer equals rapist. But what if you're a woman who likes beer? Shut up.
But those beer commercials look so fun.
Yeah. And we're going to have to do that. They asked him over and over about it. And then they counted the number of times that he said beer, and then the end result was rapist. Tell us about beer. What about beer? Why isn't there a mashup of all the senators asking about beer? Can you tell us about beer? Did you drink beer? Did you like beer? Did you have a drink of beer? Did you eat some beer? Did you have some beer? What beer did you like? Beer, ear bay. Beer. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. If you took one down, Brett Kavanaugh, and passed it around, how many bottles of beer would you have left on the wall? And then they cut all his answers. Look how many times Brett Kavanaugh talks about beer. That's literally a headline right now. They act like he just brought it up in the hearing all by himself. Look how many times Brett Kavanaugh talks about beer. Shut up. I know he was asked by senators. Shut up. He talked about beer so many times because he's a rapist. Who rapes? I need a moment, man. I need to get some Redneck Riviera in here is what needs to be happening.
We need more than a moment.
Jeff Flake is supporting. Earlier, it was going back and forth with Collins and Murkowski. They're always, I think they do that on purpose, to be frank with you. I don't know. Are we so far gone as a society? I'm reacting this way because I'm seeing actual verified journalists and people on television who have lost it. You guys wouldn't believe some of the stuff I've read today. You would not believe some of the stuff I have read today from people that you would see on television and be like, yes, that person's talking, okay, yeah. And it is amazing. It is really amazing. We have more to get into, and we have Today in Stupidity as well coming up later on in the show. And all of the latest with the Kavanaugh, I can't say process, Kavanaugh process, I guess. The complete and total meltdown of the Democrat Party. Yeah, oh, we're going to get that. And then I'm going to share with you some media malpractice. We got that for you. In the meantime, though, as we get moving on, Super Beat is great to improve energy, to make so you can have energy that lasts all day. And it's all down to the dietary nitrates. Dietary nitrates, beets have more nitrates than any other vegetable out there that helps kickstart the body's production of nitric oxide. One shot of Super Beets, 4 ounces, 1 teaspoon of Super Beets is all it takes to get a natural, healthy energy with no jitters and no crash. Cooking beets, heat destroys nitrates rather, so they developed a cold process to condense it all down into an easy to drink energy shot. That's all it takes. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com. Fall is finally here, and as the fun starts to move indoors with friends and family, make sure your most important home improvement project is handled with SelectBlinds.com. Interior designers agree that one of the easiest ways to improve a room's appearance is by upgrading your old blinds, shades, and shutters. SelectBlinds makes ordering blinds online simple and easy. Select and order high-quality, easy-to-install blinds, shades, and shutters today. SelectBlinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering unbelievable deals. Select Blinds has the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet. That's more than 1 million satisfied customers. SelectBlinds.com really is the simple and smart way to get blinds. To get the best deal on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com and remember to mention Dana Show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com. I love mine, and you'll love yours, too. Go to SelectBlinds.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
I'm going to share with you, there's a very good piece that was written about, it's time a privileged male like Brett Kavanaugh got mad. It's actually a pretty good piece. We're going to talk about it coming up. Let's kick it into Quick Five, though, in the meantime.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, astronomers are worried and increasingly anxious, according to the Wall Street Journal, about asteroids near Earth causing catastrophe akin to what wiped out dinosaurs 65 million years ago. So SMOD, basically, sweet meteor of death. The money to deal with them is caught up on Congress's latest spending delays, apparently. We're going to just shoot them out of the atmosphere, shoot them out of space? I don't know. Maybe we need SMOD. I'm just, you know, kind of curious. Speaking of SMOD, an eerie death comet. This is a total goth comet. Goth comet. What a great band name. The death comet with a skull face is going to zip past Earth. This is so sweet. Right after Halloween. It's going to be 25 million miles away, but it's called a death comet. It legit has a human skull face. And it's been dubbed the Halloween asteroid. The next closest visit will occur on November 1st, 2088. We'll all be dead. I think we'll all be dead, right?
All of us.
Yeah, pretty much. Really? Will we?
All of us.
Or how old will we be? If we live.
To next week. I mean, it could be.
Oh, yeah, because the sweet meteor of death could totally get us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anyway, so there's some sad news there. Moving on. Neighbors called 911 over a realistic Halloween help me sign, which looked like it was written in blood. Yeah. Oh, I totally won't be alive with the next time the death comet comes back, but Steve Tope maybe. They say it looked like it was written in blood. It was the first thing that they put up for Halloween, so there were no other visible decorations up. And neighbors saw it, and they actually thought it was real, so they actually did call 911. How funny is that? That's hysterical. Anyway, we have more in store, and coming up, the latest, we'll go over the whole Kavanaugh process and why it's time for quote-unquote privileged males to get mad. Stay with us. Sleep plays a super important role in your physical health. Sleep is involved in the healing and the repairing of your heart and blood vessels. An ongoing sleep deficiency is linked to an increased risk of heart disease and kidney disease and high blood pressure and diabetes and even stroke. That's according to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. When I found MyPillow, I started staying asleep longer and sleeping more deeply. I even fell asleep faster, and I thought, I'm never using another pillow again. The difference is real, and you have to experience it for yourself. I was skeptical, but I'm a loyal customer now, and this is why I have this great offer for all of you, my listeners. Backed by popular demand, the MyPillows buy one, get one free offer is here. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana to get two MyPillows for the price of one. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Stop the clock. This committee is running this hearing, not the White House. Not Don McGahn, not even you as a nominee. We are here today because Dr. Ford asked for an opportunity here. I know you did too as well. In fact, maybe even before she did. We're here because people wanted to be heard from charges that they all thought were unfair, or activities like sexual assault was unfair. So I want to assure Senator Durbin, regardless of what you say to Senator Don McGahn, we're not suspending this hearing.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks it's weird when you see GOP have a spine? Like, when it's like almost not normal, and it's good to see.
I want to share this headline with you. I need to calm myself down because I saw it and I got so mad. Here's the headline. You're a feminist. You're pregnant. It's a boy. What next? Yeah. Seriously. This is I don't know. Kane, take it away, because I'm going to throw something.
So now as parents, you have to figure out whether or not you're having a male predator or a female victim? Is that kind of what it is? And what happens in gender reveal parties? Is it, like, what is, I don't get it. So you're going to have either a male predator or a female victim. Is that the only way it can go?
How about you grow the hell up?
That'd be nice if people...
Be selfless and raise your child. What the hell did you think was going to happen? Did you think there was a possibility that you weren't going to have a boy? I mean, it's one or the other. You grow up and you responsibly raise your child. I mean, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's basically like picking between who you're going to be, a feminist or a mother. That's basically what this headline's saying. Look, I'm going to tell you, 17 years ago, I was 21 years old, right? Yeah. Because my son's 17. 21 years old. And I identified as a feminist, which I know, shut up, I was 21. But the moment I had my son, I was like, everything that what I believe in is antithetical to raising a healthy young man. Like I said, the more open-minded I became, the more educated I became, the less third-wave feministy I became, and the less progressive I became. I mean, that's unreal. It acts as though somehow being a feminist is antithetical to mothering a boy. Isn't that how it reads? I mean, it's presented as though it's antithetical to raising a young man, or that you can't do both.
What's even worse is they're equating like some sort of political agenda with parenting, which, by the way, you don't need a political agenda to parent correctly. So stop.
Mm-hmm. You know, this goes into this article that I want to share with you. That was good. Kimberly Ross wrote this at Red State. It says, it's about time a privileged male like Brett Kavanaugh got mad. I hate that term, privileged. It is an anti-American word. Do you realize that the majority of wealthy people are nouveau riche? Forbes did a study. 99% of them are nouveau riche. There's only 1% of the super wealthy that have inherited their wealth. And you know what? So the hell what? Is this not America? Why do people work and become successful and accumulate wealth so that their family can benefit? Who the hell is anyone else to trash what someone is doing with their family? This article that she writes, I think it's a very interesting question. She says, she notes the individuals who are so infuriated with the fact that he's defending himself. And she says, yes, how dare he? Brett Kavanaugh is a man who's been accused of sexual assault, exposing himself in the orchestration and participation in gang rape. He served admirably for 12 years on the federal bench. He's undergone 6 FBI background investigations. He has friends, male and female, from all decades who vouch for his character. His family has been harassed, ridiculed, and threatened. Why wouldn't he be the least bit bothered by the state of things? She says it's truly remarkable that an individual accused of being monstrous and lacking humanity is mocked for merely possessing it. See? As an esteemed member of the patriarchy, which is BS, his mere existence is a threat to the female way of life, whether he's a predator or not. His gender and background bestow a privilege that automatically reduces his worth in the eyes of the opposition. He is not equal. He is the enemy, and he has been from day one. His charm position means he could sit silently by while women grieve. He could take one for the team, since he represents those who have been dominating women for centuries. But he doesn't do that. I liked his tone. And you are allowed to be angry at injustice. You have every right to be mad at injustice. You have every right to be angry at people trying to shame you for who you are and what you believe. You have every right to be angry at people trying to make you feel poorly because your parents are wealthy, or because your parents aren't wealthy, or because you lived in Chevy Chase, Maryland, which is a wealthy area, or being shamed because you come from Southside Chicago. No one can shame you. Men are people too. I'm tired of it. I'm so tired of it. I'm tired of everyone who says, well, you can't understand if you don't. You know what? Shut the hell up. I'm not even being nice right now. It's my birthday. I don't have to. I do what I want. Let me tell you something. My family is from broke rural Ozarks, right? My grandparents lived in an maybe a little 850-900 square foot house on the side of an abandoned mine. They were broke. When I was a kid, I was so poor I had to borrow notebook paper from a cousin because I couldn't afford it. I didn't get new clothes every year. My mom would save up to buy a stuffed animal. We were on the borderline of being statistics. And I look at all this stuff. I look at all people, shame-eye people, trying to say, you wouldn't understand. No, what? You sit down. You wouldn't understand. The things that I have seen in my life, the things that I have personally experienced, and coming from that to become successful today is not about privilege. It's about determination. It's not about family worth. It's about self-worth. I will never again believe anyone who says that they do not have the opportunity to make something in life, because I've seen it too many times, not just with my own mother, but with myself. I saw it with the previous president of the United States. I see it in so many examples littered throughout the United States. This idea of privilege is a crock of sham. That's what it is. It's a joke. It is a way for people who are envious of what you have to try to shame you for what you've made. There is nothing wrong with being a male, period. And I'm going to tell you something. For all the talk about white men, do you know how often black men are falsely accused? I'm going to bring you back to 2012. It is a tactic that Democrats use on black conservative men. I watched as Herman Cain was falsely accused. I watched as Alan West, who is a dear friend of mine, he was falsely accused. I watched as Tim Scott was falsely accused. I watched as every single black man who attempted to run for office was falsely accused. They try to make this stereotype, oh, a black man can't keep his hands to himself. That is what white liberals love to do. Every single time. I'm done with it. It is asinine. And I'm going to tell you something. Women are not the weaker sex. Women are the more manipulative sex. As a woman, I think we're more conniving. I think we're more manipulative. And I think it is easy to outsmart a dude. I'm not being sexist. I'm just telling you. Women know that men are restrained because of public optics, and they take advantage of it. They do take advantage of it. I've witnessed it. One day I'll write a tell-all book, but it's true. So, this idea, I'm glad that he was mad. He ought to be. And, you know, they're all freaking out about how mad he was. And have you seen the pictures that they try to use to compare him to Ford? Why don't you get him where he was holding his hand up and swearing? No, we got to find the most unflattering picture of him. How about this? How about you get the photo of his wife? Y'all so damn concerned about women. How about y'all get the photo of his wife who sat behind him? Do you think that she is not just as much being dragged through the mud? She is his other half. Together they are whole. Do you not think that she is affected? What about y'all get the picture of his mother, who is sitting behind him, crying, as she watched her son not just fight for his name, his reputation, but kind of as an avatar for men, period, right now. Oh, I had so many in the media so mad at me because of what I said on Fox yesterday. Because there is a war on boys. Deny it, you're a liar. There is a war on men. Deny it, you're a liar. And so many progressive men eager for advancement are so eager to be patsies and all of it. I'm just floored. Whenever I have to hear a man say he's a feminist, I'm just like, bye. I used to be one, which is why I can speak as harshly as I can. It is why I can speak as harshly as I can. But, you know, I tell you, it is, I'm glad to see a man fight back. And that's what we saw. That's what Kavanaugh was yesterday. I think that was the first time in a long time a man has fought back. Think about it. When's the last time a man fought back? Think about how men are treated in culture. How are men treated on sitcoms? Tim Allen, thank heavens, Last Man Standing. Yeah, which premieres tonight. Are y'all watching? Because I am. I am watching that show. I know Tim. He's a fantastic guy. I can't wait to watch that show. My friend Eva's hosting the Thanksgiving Day Marathon for Last Man Standing on WGN. So I'm going to have that on Thanksgiving. Premieres tonight. You better watch it. In culture and in politics, men have been denigrated. Doesn't it feel like this is the first time in all of this that a man has fought back? I think this is why it's so significant. Think about this, guys. I want you to just think for one moment. When's the last time a man fought back? When? Like this. When? In the past year. 2 years. 5 years. 10 years. When's the last time a man fought back? That is why it is so significant. Right? The return of the men. And as a woman, hallelujah. We'll help. We got more to touch on. We got Florida Man coming. Or no, Florida Man. Today in Stupidity coming up. Liberty Safe. I was amazed by the story. How much did that? There's a story that this is an actual Liberty Safe owner. His name is Scott. I'm not going to give his last name out, but he lives out in California, right? And he's one of the guys, law-abiding, you know, gun owner. One of the people who was affected by the Atlas fire. Burned over 50,000 acres. I mean, it was like 8,000 buildings that were destroyed last year. He lives in the Napa area. And he, as he was evacuating his house, he could see the heavy smoke coming over the ridge. And he could see the embers floating down the driveway. And he knew that that was it. It was done. And he was just trying to, it happens real quick. And he was, you know, trying to get everything out. But, you know, he'd got his family out and pets and all that and left. And when he came back, after the fire passed through, I mean, he was heartbroken because he was like, you lost everything. And he's going through the rubble and the ash, and he sees this soot-covered, enamel-burned Liberty Safe still standing. And you want to know the crazy thing? And I always say this, but it's amazing to see these stories. When he opened it, all his stuff was still in there. His family heirlooms, his firearms, all in there. Not consumed. This is why Liberty Safe is America's number one safe manufacturer. Y'all think I'm joking when I say the only thing getting in there is you and the Lord, right? Apparently the Lord did not want what was in his Liberty Safe that day. Their commitment to quality is why so many people choose Liberty Safe. When it comes to protecting the things that are most important to them, a quality home or gun safe, it's a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, y'all. That's why Liberty helps you decide what's best for you. All you got to do is go to LibertySafe.com, take their Which Safe is Right for You quiz, LibertySafe.com. You got to go and check them out. Tell them Dana sent you. Each September, we celebrate Constitution Day. Patriot Mobile celebrates the Founding Fathers and your values. And in honor of that day in 1787, Patriot Mobile is offering all data plans for $17.87 for your first month of service. Plus, they'll send you a pocket constitution absolutely free. Make the switch today. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Let's celebrate Constitution Day and support our rights one call at a time.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white, so go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Outdoor Limited is your one-spot stop for all your ammunition needs. OutdoorLimited.com has one of the largest stocking inventory selections of the best rimfire, handgun, and rifle ammunition. Every item listed in stock on their website is on hand at their warehouse. No third-party drop shipping and no back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle, Outdoor Limited is a family-owned business. This husband and wife team started the company in their garage 4 years ago, and they believe in selling good products at a fair price. They carry not just ammo, but also key accessories such as magazines, cleaning supplies, and targets. Outdoor Limited is my personal go-to for all of my ammunition and shooting needs. Great prices, fast shipping. Visit OutdoorLimited.com right now. Receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code DANA. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code DANA. That's OutdoorLimited.com.
One world, one week, one film festival. The Manhattan Short Film Festival returns to the Cascade Theater September 28th. Over 300 cities across the globe, including Reading, get to view and vote on the best short film in the world. Join us and help discover the next generation of feature filmmakers at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 28th at 7:30. Get advance tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Well, it is my birthday today. I'm going to have a beer for Brett, I think. Beers for Brett. We should do that today. Beers for Brett, y'all. I'm going to have a beer later for Brett. Throw a brewski back. And I don't know how I'm going to spend. I don't like surprise parties. I love planning parties for other people, and I love surprising them. I don't like it when it's done for me. That's just the thing. I don't like surprise anything. I just let me handle it or tell me every detail, and then I'll pretend. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I don't know what it is. It's a hang up I have. My husband tried once a surprise party, and it was a disaster. Because I was like, no, but I've done it for him, and I've done it for my friends. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like a control thing or an anal retentive thing. Maybe both. But I enjoy the doing much more than the having it done. It's weird. Kane told me to not rape anyone. I'm going to try, Kane. Thank you. Yeah, with beers. That's right, because beer, if you drink or enjoy beer, it totally means you're a rapist. All right, sir, today in stupidity.
Them's the rules. It looks like Blumenthal yesterday. Boy, what a man. I wish I could say what I think of him. But at the end of his questioning, of course, he has to go to the Anita Hill question. Am I right?
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely not. I know exactly what happened that night. It was a great night of fun. I was so happy that it was great camaraderie. Everyone looks back fondly on the trip to Fenway Park. And then we went out together, a group of classmates, and I know exactly what happened the whole night, and I'm happy.
Judge, do you believe Anita Hill?
Senator Craig.
Oh, my God.
Senator Craig.
As if
the guy who lied about Vietnam asked about that.
Exactly. That's my point. It's so unbelievable. And the media gives him cover all the time.
Yeah. I tell you. Folks, thank you for the nice birthday wishes. God bless you. I'll be back with you Monday as we gear up for the confirmation vote.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. In a confusing flurry of last-minute activity, the Judiciary Committee has voted to send the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the full Senate, along with a request.
A proposal from Arizona Senator Jeff Flake in order to get his vote.
I think it would be proper to delay the floor vote for up to but not more than 1 week in order to let the FBI continue to do an investigation limited in time and scope to the current allegations that are there.
The proposal, accepted by leaders late in the day, will delay a final floor vote while the FBI reopens a background check of Kavanaugh.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Facebook says that it recently discovered a security breach affecting 50 million user accounts. The company says hackers exploited the View As feature, which lets people see what their profiles look like to someone else. Facebook says it doesn't know who's behind the attacks or where they're based. Google CEO will meet with President Trump at a White House roundtable about Internet issues.
The White House asked Sundar Pichai to attend the roundtable after meeting Friday with Larry Kudlow, the head of the National Economic Council. Pichai also met with U.S. lawmakers to discuss Google's business practices. Further details about the roundtable's date agenda and other attendees are expected to be released at a later date. Trump has recently accused Google of rigging the results of its influential search engine to suppress conservative viewpoints. Google has denied any political bias. The White House described Kudlow's Friday meeting with Pichai as positive and productive. Keith Peters reporting.
U.S. stocks ended back where they started Friday as the stock market wrapped up its best quarter in almost 5 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tesla continues taking a wild ride with another sharp drop.
A day after the Securities and Exchange Commission sued to remove Tesla founder Elon Musk, the electric car maker's stock was plunging again. In Friday's trading, Tesla shares were down more than a quarter from the $385 high they hit a year ago. It all stems from the August 7th tweet Musk issued, claiming he had financing to take the company private at $420 a share. No such financing existed. The SEC regards the message as a form of securities fraud. But even as it struggles to meet production targets, Tesla remains about as valuable as General Motors and considerably more than Ford and Fiat Chrysler. Warren Levinson, New York.
A magnitude 7.5 Sulawesi earthquake caused a tsunami that hit the provincial capital of Palu and another city, Donggala. Houses were swept away and families are reported missing. News and analysis at townhall.com. Taiwanese are using new machines to exchange trash for cash.
Residents of Taiwan's capital, Taipei, are using newly installed machines called iTrash booths to recycle cans and bottles in exchange for credit on their transportation smart cards. The initiative is an effort to promote recycling while also giving residents more flexibility in how they dispose of their household garbage. The size of vending machines, the booths automatically compress the throwaways and contain odors while depositing payments onto the cards and issuing receipts. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Officials in the final place to see flooding from Hurricane Florence say that the waters aren't as high as originally feared. Officials in Georgetown County, South Carolina, say that the floodwaters spread out as they move toward where five rivers flow into the Atlantic Ocean. County emergency management officials said that the Waccamaw River should crest at record levels Saturday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Really, according to my hippocampus, that's what I use to retrieve thoughts and memories. I'm activating my hippocampus. I'm going all the way back to yesterday, and I'm drawing several conclusions. Huh. I know what my conclusions are. How about you? I can't do that screaming kick it thing. That's too high. Too high a pitch. Good morning and welcome. How did you enjoy future Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's performance on Capitol Hill yesterday? It was the big TV show. It was all the rage. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford was there as well in the morning. And boy, they were high-fiving over at MSNBC when she was done. Slam dunk, she killed it. That Mason Reese impersonator the Republicans brought in from Arizona didn't really do much for anyone, but I guess skated through that segment of the day without causing any controversy. But Dr. Christine Ford in the morning and Judge Brett Kavanaugh in the afternoon, the 1-2 punch. Now you can see why the lawyers wanted Brett Kavanaugh to go first and wanted her to go second, upending nearly a millennium of Western jurisprudence. But what do they care? I've got a question for you this morning. I've got a bunch of audio. It was a remarkable day. It was really, it was a historic day. It was an epic Washington day. Orrin Hatch said, the Utah Republican, said yesterday, who was once a candidate to sit on the Supreme Court himself, by the way, long ago, as Ted Cruz is now a candidate to sit on the Supreme Court and has been for a couple of years at least. Orrin Hatch yesterday said this is worse than Robert Bork. What you've gone through is worse than what Clarence Thomas was subjected to, and that may be debatable, but it was certainly worth bringing up because remarkable times. Here's what the question that I've got for you, and I've got a bunch of audio from yesterday, and really what I have is a couple of long stretches. First of Brett Kavanaugh's opening statement, which was epic, and then Lindsey Graham's tirade, which was epic. In fact, he had two tirades yesterday. Everybody apparently saw the one tirade in the hearing room, which was darn good. And in the corridors underneath the Capitol, a second tirade to the press, and he's really en fuego. I tell you what, the Democrats have done something that was unimaginable even day before yesterday. They have radicalized Lindsey Graham. You guys better look out. You guys better look out. He's like Mongo now in the Republican Party. If you make us angry, we're going to send Lindsey Graham after you. It's 2 days ago, that would have been an absurd statement. Now, he's a ferocious brawler, that Lindsey Graham. He's taken none of this. He said yesterday his BS meter was pinned, and he's just had it. He's had it up to here. I'm holding my hand flat across the center of my forehead. He's had it up to here, I tell you, and he was raging. Also yesterday, something fun happened, as my friend Vince Colonnais said this morning. As of yesterday afternoon, evening, the Republican Party became branded, rebranded. We've relabeled the Republican Party. It's the party of drinking games and due process. I think that's a pretty good place to be, I've got to say. I'd rather be with the party of drinking games and due process. You come over to our house, we're going to have drinking games, and you get to keep your due process. And you're innocent until proven guilty at Republican parties. At Democrat parties, they've turned centuries of Western practices upside down in an effort to derail the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And I know that he won yesterday. I know that Brett Kavanaugh won the day yesterday. You know how I know he won yesterday? Because the Democrats are now plotting to have him impeached once he's seated on the Supreme Court. They never give up. They're like Satan's army. What a gang of bloodthirsty zealots are these people. I listened very carefully to both people and recorded everything and went over it. My best girl came home, missed some of it. We rewound, got to watch. You know, we have this DVR thing. It's magic. Invented by a white guy, by the way, just in passing. You can thank us later, honestly. And honestly, there are a couple of senators yesterday that were so off the charts stupid. The Democrats were just amazing. Now, Orrin Hatch was great. Lindsey Graham, I don't say this very often. I don't know if I've ever said these words before. Lindsey Graham was great yesterday, wasn't he? Those are words you don't hear very often. But he was en fuego. He was great. I know that Brett Kavanaugh won the day because the Democrats are now talking about impeaching him once he's sitting on the court. So they know, and we're expecting a vote at 9:30 a.m. this morning from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it is fraught with drama. Let me tell you, this town provides more drama, not dollar for dollar, though. I mean, really, it's very expensive, the drama. As taxpayers, we pay trillions for this drama. We should expect at least this level of drama and theatrics. And we got a lot of it yesterday. But Brett Kavanaugh was just great. He just killed it. People with a soul all over America were crying when Brett Kavanaugh was telling his tale, his opening statement. I'm going to admit it because I'm man enough to admit it. I had tears yesterday. I squirted tears yesterday watching him. This man has been so traumatized and so raked over the coals and called the gang leader of a posse of gang rapists through high school. Gang rapists. This is the Democrats accused him of. And he called them on it, and he called them on it fair and square and right to their faces. And he was just great. He was amazing. I've got to say, and he, look, I think that Dr. Christine Ford believes that Brett Kavanaugh jumped on her in a bedroom in a house near a country club 30-some-odd years ago. Everybody keeps like we've settled on 1982. I don't know how we settled on 19. Nobody's explained to me how we settled on 1982. But she believes, I'm convinced, she believes that Brett Kavanaugh jumped on her and apparently tried to grope her or groped her or something. And Brett Kavanaugh made a very compelling and convincing case that that he does not believe that she believes that he's the person that did this to her. And I believe that she believes that he's the person that did this to her. I do, however, think that she's mistaken. I just think that she's mistaken. I think that all these years later, and a lot of questions I would have asked about repressed memory therapy and recovery of repressed memories and whether this was discovered in the course of some discredited, phony, baloney, charlatan school of psychotherapy, which is repressed therapy. It's been completely debunked as a sham. And I don't understand why no one got to that, but no one got to that, all right? Now, watching Christine Ford, I believe that, as I said, that she believes that Brett Kavanaugh jumped on her when she was 15 years old. And as a cocooned private school, rich girl, country club, high dive, one-piece bathing suit 15-year-old, she was apparently very traumatized by this incident in her early life, and I believe all that. I also would say that Brett Kavanaugh made a very, very convincing case, and he's got the evidence on his side. She doesn't have evidence on her side. He has all the evidence in the world that is available in this discussion working to his benefit. That is to say that the people that she named as witnesses all said that nothing like this happened, including her gal pal, Kaiser, Leland Kaiser, who strangely came up in yesterday's hearing, and Dr. Ford suggested that the only reason she seemed to suggest that Leland Kaiser said that nothing like this ever happened and she'd never been to a party with Brett Kavanaugh and she doesn't, you know, never hung out with Brett Kavanaugh, never spent an evening at a house with Brett Kavanaugh, and has no recollection of any of this happening. She said the only reason that her old pal Leland Kaiser said this, the only woman, other woman allegedly at this micro party many decades ago, is because she has some kind of health issues. And I don't know what she was implying, some sort of mental health issues, but that went away very quickly. All of the witnesses have said that we're supposed to have been there, didn't happen, wasn't there, don't know the girl, never been to the house. And Brett Kavanaugh's statements and positions on this are consistent with what the other alleged witnesses have said. His story is corroborated by their story. Her story, Dr. Ford's story, is not corroborated by the witnesses. Now, where you go from there, and then there's the calendar of the 17-year-old, and that's all of that absurdity, all of that stuff. But watching Dr. Ford yesterday, and I'd say that Brett Kavanaugh, while very emotional, was very powerful, very convincing, very compelling. I don't like that word in this context, but it was very compelling television, which is the most important thing. and because it's all a TV show, keep that in mind. And I would say that while Dr. Ford was, she convinced me that she believes that Brett Kavanaugh jumped on her once and tried to magically pull off her one-piece bathing suit from beneath her clothes and scared her. Someone scared her when she was a 15-year-old girl, and I believe that. She was scared one day at someone's house by some boys when she was a 15-year-old girl, coming home from the country club and between stops at the private school. And isn't it interesting how the left is suddenly all saddled up with this privileged white one percenter suburbanite with the country clubs and the private schools and the one-piece bathing suits? Isn't that it? They'll saddle up with anyone who's politically convenient. That, and at the same time, they'll attack him for coming from the same place. Isn't that amazing? She moved to California a long time ago, and it shows. She's got California written all over her. She drips California. She talks California. She talks kind of like a valley girl. And I'm told a lot of the private school girls around here talk like that, too. But her manner of speech was very valley girl. And let me just, oh, yeah, you can't be critical of her. Yes, I can. Listen to me. She is, she struck me as being, I was watching her yesterday with great interest, and my attention was rapt. She comes off to me as pixelated. She strikes me as being a little, just sort of easily confused, befuddled, as very fragile, as very brittle. She struck me as being all of these things. And that's not really a criticism of her. She lives this insulated life on a college campus where she's spent her entire adult life. From the time she left her private school and country club life in the tree-lined suburbs of Washington, D.C., with her well-to-do family, she went from one campus to another, to another, to another, and she's spent her life on campus ever since, and that's great. That's fine. Campuses are lovely places. They're safe spaces. But this is not a woman who has been out humping the mountains of Afghanistan. She's not an ex-Marine jumping out of airplanes. She doesn't strike me that everybody's talking about how brave she is yesterday. I took some gumption to show up on Capitol Hill and accuse a man of something that you can't substantiate. I guess that took some bravery, but I'll take a 25-year-old young woman who is an Army scout in Afghanistan on a hilltop with a rifle and some binoculars. I would score that as very, very brave. Yesterday, the woman came and made her case, Dr. Christine Ford. The New York Times is now calling her Dr. Blasey instead of Dr. Ford. Maybe they know something we don't know. She struck me as not having a very good memory. And that's kind of important in this situation, isn't it, since it's all about her memory of an event that took place approximately 36 years ago. And here's another fun thing. Now she couldn't remember who drove her to the event, even though the house that allegedly occurred at is far from the country club that she was swimming at that day, and that's great. And she couldn't remember who brought her home. She couldn't remember a lot. She was asked about coming into. She couldn't fly. Remember, she was afraid to fly, the lawyers told us. But she flew out for this, and she flew out weeks ago for a polygraph test, which it seems to me could have been done out in California. And she said that she went to the beach in Delaware while she was here. That's nice. And she also, by the way, went to her grandfather's funeral. And when asked whether a couple of months ago, when she was on the East Coast for her grandfather's funeral, she said she also took the lie detector test then. And when asked, did you take the lie detector test on the same day as your grandfather's funeral? And she couldn't remember. That was about 2 months ago. Now, this is really a memory test. This whole thing is a memory test. And there's a lot she can't remember. So if you're a member of the jury, would you convict him of wrongdoing after listening to the testimony of the two people, knowing that all eyewitnesses come down on Kavanaugh's side and not on Ford's side? How do you do that? So my question for you today is, all right, you're the senator. You are being called upon to vote, whether to confirm or not. Explain your vote to me. We're at 888-630-9625. Which way would you vote, and explain your vote to me? 888-630-9625. Hey, you ever look at your credit card statement and been shocked by the Jimmy Carter interest rates on there? Did you know that you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate? The average credit card interest rate is more than 18%. Thanks, Carter. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, and you can get your funds as soon as today. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve great interest rate and no fees, and Lightstream also plants a tree for every loan they fund. My listeners also get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates by going to lightstream.com/plant. Lightstream.com/plant. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/plant for more information. So what say you? You're the senator. You've got a vote. And explain to your constituents why you're voting the way you're voting. Ain't our republic grand? 888-630-9625. I got some Hillary Clinton silliness today, too.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Admit it. You probably want to eat healthy, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, powerful enzymes and probiotics, and energizing herbs, all in a convenient capsule or powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Hi, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, and I invented Texas Superfood almost 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help people like you who lead busy lives get the all-natural nutrition that every one of us needs and deserves. So if you can't, won't, or don't eat all your organic fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. See our full line of quality nutritional products at TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55. TexasSuperfood.com.
No matter how modern your family might be, if you're pedaling around bedrock in a gas engine vehicle, you're living in the past.
Meet George Jetson.
The era of the electric vehicle has arrived. With instant acceleration, electric cars are more fun to drive and more affordable than ever. Electric cars are here. Plug in to the present. Learn more at plugintothepresent.com. Sponsored by Volkswagen Group of America.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help you get started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant-pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and it's available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant-pack.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion, Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
All right, we're talking about the big hearing yesterday. I've got a bunch of audio from it I'm going to play. It's obvious that Kavanaugh mopped the floor with the room, with the Democrats, with everything else. The pixelated Dr. Ford made her case, and I believe that she believes what she said. I believe that she's mistaken. She doesn't have any evidence to support her claims, whereas Judge Kavanaugh has plenty of evidence to support his claims. And he goes to the Supreme Court, and the Democrats, because they're soulless vipers, are going to continue to assail him and his family because, you know, they're the army of Satan. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Harry in Alexandria, Virginia. Harry, oh, I'm looking at the clock. Harry? You're on the Chris Plant Show.
How are you?
I'm very well. I just noticed I have very little time for you, but go right ahead.
Yes, okay. Real quick, you know, I've been an investigator for 36 years and federally with DEA as a supervisor for more than 25. I also have a unique perspective because I work for the Public Defender's Office in Fairfax County.
Okay.
So I've seen both sides of the aisle. And what we're taught with sexual or alleged sexual assault.
You know what? Can I ask you to hang on through the commercial because I don't want to give you.
Yes, sir.
I made a mistake coming to you, sir. But if you can hang in, we'll come right back to you. You're an investigator with years of experience, and I want to hear from you. So hang right in there for me.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Tell your boss and your mom that you're busy on September 29th because you're going to the Red Sun Festival to rock out while helping car fire relief. It's a full-volume rock fest on the Reading Civic Auditorium lawn with Floater, Lit, Candlebox, and headliners AWOL Nation. $5 from every ticket, all the festival's net proceeds, plus donations from the bands, are going to car fire relief efforts. Check out RedSunFestival.com. It's four rock acts in one day with plenty of bars, food trucks, and vendors. Every ticket matters. If the festival sells out, that's $250,000 for car fire relief. It's rock all day Saturday, September 29th, and country on Sunday, September 30th. Grab tickets at RedSunFestival.com or the Reading Civic Auditorium box office. Sponsored in part by Dutch Bros, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, and Budweiser.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really, Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
60.
Ah, those weaselly Democrat senators up there. You probably blacked out. Did you drink too much in college when you went to a Boston Red Sox game and came home after 4 a.m., mister? Aha! We've caught you now! What about this reference to flatulence in your high school yearbook? Aha! We've got you now! Oh, ho, 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 ho. They're mental cases. Jeff Flake, Senator Jeff Flake, who was one of the people allegedly on the fence, has announced that he will be voting for Judge Kavanaugh. Yay! That's a big one. That's a big one right there. Bob Corker, Senator Bob Corker, said he will be voting for Judge Kavanaugh. We're hanging on pins and needles for Susan Collins and Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. They're women. You may have noticed by their first names, and they identify as cisgender. Last time I looked, Democrats, you can't always be sure. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go back to Harry, who has been patiently waiting while I'm babbling over here. But those are big developments. Harry, thanks for hanging in.
Oh, hey, thank you, Chris. You can hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, Chris, you know, I've been in both sides of the aisle. I said, you know, as a, you know, a special agent and a supervisor for the Justice Department, DEA, and I've worked in the public defender's office as a senior investigator, specifically working sex crimes. My brother, a lieutenant from Jersey, 10-year sex crime cases. So we have a pretty good basis of understanding. One of the things that hit me like a left hook was Miss Mitchell. When you're doing an identification, you don't go, is that the person? I'm 100% sure. It doesn't work that way. You have to have, in the public defender's offices around the country, investigators, and from a prosecutorial aspect, you have to have a basis for identification, standard things, such as how many times before this event, prior to this, had you met him? Did you physically see him at school? I know they went to different schools. Did you see him at a football game? How do you know it's this guy except for a photo in the paper? You know what I mean? And I think when she's asked that question, it's 100%, that's a false identification right there. It would never pass muster in a courtroom.
Because she couldn't say with 100% certainty, it just wouldn't be bought in a courtroom?
Yeah, well, put it this way, Chris. And I know, again, we're getting into these little machinations where we talk about whether it was a it's a Senate hearing to a trial. You have to have that standard and basic facts. How do you know that this is the guy? Well, right. I knew him from high school. He went out with my girlfriend for 6 months when they were 15 or 16. There has to be a basis. You just don't run in and go, hey, that's the guy right there. I'm 100% sure. So it's called foundation, ostensibly.
Yeah.
And there was no foundation set by Miss Mitchell. I thought she did a
terrible
job.
She did a horrible job.
Situation. But.
Yeah, she really did. She was terrible. The prosecutor Mitchell, who was brought in from Arizona, who looks like Mason Reese. Nobody remembers Mason Reese from the 1970s, but she looks like Mason Reese. And you put the picture side by side. It's uncanny. They have the same haircut and everything. And I'm sure she's a very nice person. And she seemed like she was competent. And she was thrown off by this 5 minute start and stop thing, but she was meandering. My friend Marty and I were texting back and forth while she was on, saying, where is she going? What is she talking about? She's got very little time. Why is she spending all this time on this? And it was kind of going nowhere other than establishing one kind of semi-interesting fact, actually interesting fact, and that is that Dianne Feinstein's office had already worked with Dr. Ford, Christine Ford, to marry her up with Debbie Katz, the left-wing Democrat Party political activist attorney, before anybody knew anything about anything, before the public knew anything, before the papers knew anything. She had already been working, and the Democrats had already been working, and the ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, had already been working quietly behind the scenes to marry up Ford with this left-wing agitator lawyer, Debbie Katz, before rolling anything else out. And also, that was during the delay, while, you know, if they really wanted an FBI investigation, that could have been taking place. But they didn't really want that. They wanted to tuck it in their back pocket, you know, break glass in case of emergency. If they couldn't derail him through the conventional means, then they were going to try to appease the base by smearing him. And this woman, I mean, honestly, you know perfectly well, Harry, that, you know, the normal procedure here would be that Senator Feinstein brings the letter to the attention of the committee. They include it in the background check. She's interviewed. It becomes a regular part of the process. But they chose not to pursue the normal process.
And, Chris, that should have happened on July 30th, you know, with letter. You bring that to the attention in a contemporaneous manner.
Right.
I mean, Stevie Wonder could see what was going on. They're running out the clock for the elections, and it was just a terrible job by them.
Absolutely.
But thank you, Chris, for everything.
Yeah, hey, thank you, Harry. Thanks, thanks very much. Listen, Jeff Flake, announcing that he will vote in favor of, that's a big one. Moving, you know, if you're doing like your abacus or your billiards thing, moving over there. Now, is the vote's about to take place, and they're setting it up there. Can we have the ability to dip in and out of it there,
Mr. Chairman? proceed. I'd like to make a motion to subpoena Mark Judge as a witness before our committee.
There's the Vietnam War hero, Richard Blumenthal. He's a Democrat.
I'd be happy to speak to it, but I wanted
They're going to try to muck up the works and slow things down because they're corrupt. They're dishonest. They smear people for a living. They're not honorable men and women.
Could you make your remarks short, please, and speak now, and then we will vote?
And forever hold your peace, if you know what
yes,
I mean.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Here's Richard Blumenthal, Democrat.
We heard yesterday from an extraordinarily courageous,
he wants subpoenas.
Strong survivor, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah, she's very strong.
Every one of us, I think, were riveted and powerfully impressed by her truth.
Yeah, it was profound.
We heard her provide
her truth.
Details in that story that can be corroborated. And other facts
no.
that can be uncovered.
Yeah.
If we hear from other witnesses.
If we spend the next 6 months.
Who have
that'd be a
very
special counsel.
Important knowledge about what happened to her.
I want an FBI investigation into the Democrats.
In that room.
And their smear, their role in the smear.
Allegedly in the room was Mark Judge. Evidently, he
he's
has
given a sworn
never
statement.
Been interviewed by the FBI.
By the FBI.
He has never been.
Just by Senate investigators.
Questioned by any member of our committee.
The staff members interviewed him.
He has
got a statement.
Never submitted a detailed account of what
it's not detailed enough. He's submitted an account, but it's not detailed.
And so I move, Mr. Chairman, that we have him before this committee as a witness.
I move that you be ejected from the Senate.
Beforehand on a bipartisan basis. I recognize that he has submitted a conclusory six-sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never there. It never happened. What more do you want to say? You could say it over and over again for hours on end.
And I believe
you should waterboard
him. Have a responsibility.
Yeah, you've got a duty.
Subpoena at the very least.
To the left wing of your party.
Judge.
At very least.
Before
subpoena.
We move to vote. It is our
I subpoena Hillary Clinton.
To do everything we can to uncover the truth.
Ask her about destroying emails.
Yesterday, that compelling testimony from.
It's compelling.
Dr. Blasey Ford.
Yeah, what's her name?
And
he looks like a lizard. Have you seen this guy?
Cannot good conscience vote without hearing at least from Mark Judge.
He's the iguana.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, that there are other witnesses essential
yeah.
for us to hear from.
There are.
We should hear from the
everybody
other sexual assault survivors.
Yeah,
who
others
have come forward.
Oh yeah, the gang rape girl. You should bring her out. You pimp.
Stories. And
that's a good idea.
That will be.
Because that happened.
Also, in my view, necessary. But today I am moving that we subpoena.
I want to pull us further down into the ooze.
Before we vote,
before
I will
we vote.
A letter that we received from Mark Judge.
It was Mark Judge.
Last night, as I stated in
another statement last night.
In my attorney, Barbara Van Gelder, September 18th, 2018 letter. I did not ask to be involved in this matter, nor did anyone ask me to be involved. We've told the committee that I do want to comment. When I told the committee that I do not want to comment about these events publicly, as a recovering alcoholic and a cancer survivor,
leave me alone.
I have struggled with depression and anxiety.
And you guys are
as
creeping
a result,
me out.
I avoid public speaking. Brent Kavanaugh and I were friends in high school, but we have not spoken directly in several years. I do not recall the events described by Dr. Ford in her testimony before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Take your
subpoena. I never saw Brett act in a manner Dr. Ford describes. I am knowingly submitting this letter under penalty of felony. Mark Judge, witness by Barbara Van Gelder.
All right, now sit down and shut up, Vietnam.
He has signed it.
Mr. Chairman, if I may respond.
If I may respond.
On the motion?
Yes, on the motion. If I may respond, that letter is no substitute for an FBI interview.
The answer is no,
Orrin Hatch. The answer
is
no.
It is no substitute for testimony before this committee.
Yeah, margarine is no substitute for butter.
Mr. Sack, Mr. Flake, Mr. Crapo, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Kennedy, Mrs. Feinstein,
aye.
Mr. Leahy,
aye.
Mr. Durbin,
aye.
Mr. Whitehouse,
aye.
Ms. Klobuchar.
Aye.
Mr. Coons.
Yeah. It's 11 to 10. You lose.
Aye.
Go home.
Mr. Corona.
Aye.
Mr. Booker.
They're still pandering to their left-wing base.
Mr. Chairman.
No.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 10 yeas, 11 nays.
The motion is defeated. Now I move, as I said I was going to do, that we set the vote to report out Judge Kavanaugh's nomination at 1:30 p.m.
Delay,
today.
Delay.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. Mr. Chairman.
They're going to harass. They're going to disrupt.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Is that the turban? Dickie the turban. They're waging jihad against Brett Kavanaugh. They're like ISIS.
The ram drop continues.
Mr. Phillips.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein.
No.
Mr. Leahy.
No, because it violates the customs of this committee.
Mr. Durbin.
It violates them.
No.
Mr. Durbin. Mr. Whitehouse.
No.
Ms. Klobuchar.
No.
Mr. Poon.
No.
You're not allowing our disruptions to proceed. This is an outrage. The Constitution is being shredded today. This will be next.
No.
Now.
They're very angry. They're very bitter people. And their souls are burned out cinders. They have hollow pits where souls used to reside.
They're not answering because this is so unfair, Mr. Chairman.
They're not answering. They're stamping their feet. By the way, George W. Bush has come out in favor of Kavanaugh. George W. Bush calling on Republicans in the Senate to confirm.
Motion carried. I'll go to my opening statement.
It's 11-8 because two Democrats refuse to answer. They're sitting there with their arms crossed and their lips pursed.
We have an agenda with 10 judges who are ready to be voted on. Brett Kavanaugh nominated the Supreme Court. Jonathan Kovas nominated the Eighth Circuit.
They got 10 judges.
And 8 district court judges.
Got 8 district court judges.
We also have 2 bills on the agenda.
Ding, ding.
We will hold over S-3178, the Justice for Victims of Lynching Act.
Democrats are against it.
On S-2785, the DTAR Act, sponsored by Senators Durbin.
Isn't that ironic?
Graham,
they're voting on a lynching bill today.
Election interference by foreign adversaries by denying entry.
Is this the high-tech lynching bill?
Who's been deemed to engage in election interference. The amendment I'll be introducing makes clear that the Secretary...
All right, you know, there you're going and doing all kinds of stuff. We're going to keep our ear to the ground on the vote with all that good stuff. In the meantime, let's go back. Let's go to a telephone call. I've got a lot of audio I want to get to. The Brett Kavanaugh opening statement yesterday. And Lindsey Graham among them. And then we got some Hillary. Hillary's a TV star, and what a pathetic loser this woman is. Let's go to Jerry in Leesburg, Virginia. Jerry, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Chris. Hi. We had lots of talks about Trump before 2016 election.
Uh-huh.
I left the GOP because of his nomination.
Uh-huh.
I swore I would never vote for him. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be voting for him in 2020, just as a big FH Democrat, for what they did to this man.
Is that right?
And I'm going to criticize Dr. Ford. I'm sure she was assaulted some time, but she's completely lying about this subject. And there's a bunch of holes in her testimony that tell me why. She said that she ran out of the house. I watched the entire testimony. She ran out of the house. And because she was afraid that she could be killed or raped or what have you. It screwed her up for 4 years. She ran out of the house. The person that drove her home is her savior. That is the person who saved her from this thing that is seared in her memory. You would never forget your savior, the person who saved you, okay? And she cannot recall that person's name. That's my BS detector number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, her friend was supposedly at that party. So her friend didn't say, you know, in her mind, you know, remember that, hey, I was at this party where my best friend just totally bailed and left me with 4 drunk rapists. So that's number two. Number three, I've got a 7-year-old girl. My wife told me a long time ago when you're swimming, especially for girls, after you're done, you take your swimsuit off because if you keep it wet down in the lower areas, that's going to give you a yeast infection or a UTI.
Well,
she said
okay.
She kept her swimsuit on all freaking day, and that's why later on they couldn't get anywhere, you know, underneath her clothes because she still had her swimsuit on.
You're not buying it. You're now let me just start with it. You're a never Trumper, right? You're a Republican. You voted Republican in the past, but you didn't like Trump as a candidate. And did you not vote? You didn't vote for him on Election Day then. You voted for somebody else.
I wrote in. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I did not.
Okay.
And so now they've got me off the couch. Fantastic. Way to go.
Yeah.
Because I now I have a 5-month-old son. I do not want him when he gets older to grow up in the United States of America where men's lives can be ruined or taken, you know, if it's a murder trial, taken, you know, for capital murder because of one accusation and an emotional testimony from one woman. No, I will not stand for that, and I will not stand for the Democrats, what they've done to this man. I will not stand for these people trying to get in power, and I love Lindsey Graham. I cannot love him enough. I used to very much not like him. I want to send him roses, chocolates, whatever he loves. I'm going to try to send that to him every day because I love his speech yesterday.
He might welcome them, too. Yeah, Lindsey Graham had the day of his career yesterday. He had a career day yesterday, no doubt about it. Jerry, great call. Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
I'm going to get some audio in the next hour of Judge Kavanaugh's opening statements, of Lindsey Graham. Got a little bit of the pixelated one. Let's go to, where are we going? Steve in Bowie, Maryland. Steve, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Steve.
It was fascinating to watch this. Kavanaugh did a great job. The one thing I wish he could have added when Durbin tried to press him about this FBI investigation, I would have stated that, yeah, let's do an FBI investigation after I get confirmed, because you guys have been all about delay. And if I am found guilty after an investigation, I will step down. Yeah. But I will be confirmed based on these uncollaborated charges.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, look,
they're constantly trying to force the issue of some kind of delay, as you heard even in the vote this morning.
Yeah, that's right. They're still trying. They're trying right now, even as we speak, to trip up the workings of government, because they're really obsessed. Really, really obsessed. In the end, and this is how sick this whole thing is, they're looking three steps, four, five steps down the line at Roe versus Wade and the organ harvest.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.